Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
We are back for another week of N4G Radio for the week of June 29th, 2009. And if the banter before the show is any indication, this is going to be a very interesting episode.
Yeah. It's a sad week.
Indeed.
It is an interesting week.
We're losing celebrities all over the place.
Five down, one more to go. They always have to happen in threes.
Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, David Carradine, Michael Jackson, of course. And then today, just before the show started, we found out about the death of Billy Mays. So OxyClean something at your house out of respect.
It's now a collector's item.
It is. There's going to be a rush on it. Everybody go buy some OxyClean.
Anyway, with us we have GambusCon, Jason Gambo.
And a Michael Jackson album.
Is in the house.
Greetings,
and
programs.
And a Farrah Fawcett poster.
And back after his vacation.
And a Publisher's Clearinghouse check. And Kill Bill.
No, you need to buy Kung Fu.
There you go. Kung Fu, The Legend Continues.
Yes.
The sequel version.
You need to buy that, not Kill Bill, because that was actually good. You should buy something that wasn't so good. Back from his vacation. Wombat Ryan Wombold is
What's
back.
What's going on? I'm returned. I barely actually was able to find it.
I got lost on the way.
I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
Then why couldn't you just use one of your iPhone apps?
I probably could
have. I have my own app.
I probably could have. You don't have your own app.
How to get here? Nobody download that.
No, man, don't download it.
It's private.
It's private. You're not allowed to know where I live. Don't ask me why I publicized it on iTunes.
We film in different locations every week.
We do.
We have to move
Sometimes
around.
We make Killer Wolverine hang upside down by his feet.
Yep. Not by choice, though.
Which explains why by the end of the show he's very loopy and angry.
No, it doesn't. I'm always loopy and angry.
That is true.
The Killer Wolverine is also with us, as you may have heard.
Fuck.
As you may have heard.
That's just your response. Oh,
nice greeting there.
Fuck.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Fuck.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon. So we're going to do some gaming.
Fuck.
Some fondling.
Well, we're going to do some talking about some gaming.
Some fondling. I'm actually playing.
Right now?
I'm not going to do the show. I'm just going to flip on the Xbox over
Sweet.
There.
Sweet. That'll
10.
Work.
So he's got to say his thing and he's out.
I'm out.
That's good because I got plans.
Oh, yeah? What kind of plans for the show? I thought you meant plans for afterwards.
Well, I do.
Thought maybe you were going to get it on.
Oh, you know it. I'm coming.
Oh, right now?
You're Brian Peterson's mom?
Yep. Exactly.
I've been really trying.
Let's talk to GambusCon over there. What you been fondling besides moms and sex and things like that we just talked about?
Sex-like things.
Okay, so in other words, I can't talk about that stuff. Okay.
Sexual endeavors. With
yes.
Your grandma's
random
daughter.
Random women.
What?
With your grandma's daughter.
With your grandma's daughter.
That just confused everyone. No, wait a minute. That's my mom!
How dare you, sir?
There's only two fat people in the whole world, and your mom is both of them.
What just happened?
Obviously, a derailment of the podcast has occurred. Yes.
Clean up aisle 5.
Would you expect any different when it's your turn to do the fondling?
No, I would not.
Yeah, we've had real serious shows for the last 2 weeks. Thanks.
Yeah, we've
oh, it's all been my fault.
We've had some heartfelt episodes.
Well, last week it was because I was dead dog tired and didn't get slap happy until about an hour
came
into
back
the show.
And ruined the shit.
So, Mr. Khan.
So now it's back.
Hold on. I think we should do this out of respect. Out of respect. As we go around the room, everybody should name their favorite Michael Jackson song before they do their fondling.
I did that on Twitter with Killer Wolverine's question.
I did too, but I think we should do it on the show out of respect. And also, if you want, out of respect for today, name your favorite Billy Mays product.
What about the other three?
Name your favorite Farrah Fawcett poster, but everybody has the same one.
The one showing her boobs.
Name your favorite publisher's clearinghouse commercial.
No.
From Ed McMahon.
The best thing about Ed McMahon was his Cash for Gold commercials.
I actually think my favorite thing about Ed McMahon was the bloopers and practical jokes. Was my favorite thing about Ed McMahon.
Hey, that's a good one.
And you have to name your favorite. Okay, your favorite thing about Ed McMahon. Your favorite
God.
David Carradine movie or TV show.
What commercial did he do?
Your favorite.
Yellow Book.
Your favorite
Book.
Thing yeah. about. Farrah Fawcett, and your favorite Michael Jackson song, and your favorite Billy Mays product. Go around.
That's how we're going to start this off. Roundtable on the Dead Celebrity.
Apparently, no, we're not doing questions again.
This is Dead Celebrity Podcast.
No, you gotta do your fondling, too, but just name those real quick first. Don't even think about it. Just first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay, Michael Jackson. It's actually a Jackson 5 song, but... It's the song.
You know the words "quick" and "Gamescom" don't work in the same sentence.
Wait, did you answer the question on Twitter? You did.
No.
Yeah, you suck. Go ahead.
Hey, man.
Nope, no excuses. Just go on.
Yeah, I know.
Go on.
What?
Go on. What? What?
But anyway, okay. The song "Can You Feel It."
Can you feel it? Nice. That's a good song.
I love that song. I love
There's
the...
a pedophile joke in there. Somewhere.
Dude!
Show some respect.
Dude!
I have a lot of respect for Michael Jackson. I just had way too many emails this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Can You Feel It by the Jackson 5.
Also, what Gambus asks during sex.
Man!
Yes! That's what I like to hear.
How dare you, man?
No, how dare you? That's what you get for not answering my question today. Fuck you!
Wow!
Man. I can feel the love. I can feel the love in the air.
Apparently, can you feel
love
it?
Is in
yeah,
the
can
air.
You feel it?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh, great. The Lion King is back in this bitch.
Farrah Fawcett. Charlie's Angels was a good show. Yeah. David Carradine. Kill Bill 2, the infamous Superman discussion that he has with Uma Thurman toward the end of the movie was fantastic. I loved that scene.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. The dream that you can become a rich person, because it is. It's a dream, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a dream that could come true, you know what I'm saying?
And your favorite Billy Mays product?
Actually, I don't watch much TV.
Oh.
Just say OxyClean and be done with it.
Yeah, OxyClean, yeah, there you go. Okay, on
to
my phone.
So now it's time to fondle.
Now it's time to interrupt me.
I never do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I played 3 games this week. Actually, no, I played 4 games. I played a little bit of Blaze Blue.
Blaze Blue.
Blaze Blue, the fighting game for, played it on the 360, but it wasn't my 360. It was Zero Tolerance's 360. And I must say, the game is so beautiful that my eyes almost bled.
Interesting.
Yes.
I don't remember ever playing Guilty Gear with you, so I don't know what your opinion on the series is. How do you like that style of game?
I like the series, even though I only bought like maybe one Guilty Gear game in my life. But I do like the way it plays. It kind of has it. It definitely has a like a Darkstalkers vibe to it, but like a it's more bizarre.
Yeah,
it's less macabre and more bizarre.
Agreed.
But, yeah, the colors just jump out of the screen. I mean, if you got a really nice television, oh, man, it's going to look absolutely beautiful when you play it. And I can't wait till I get mine, my own copy.
This week, brother.
Yes.
Let's pound it.
That's what she said.
Alrighty, then. Okay. And the other 3 games I played were all... portable games, and they're all brand new games.
Nice.
Oh, snap, playing new games.
As a matter of fact, one of the games is so brand new that it's not even out yet.
Nice.
Yeah, actually, that'd make 2 of them then, Blaze Blue. Okay.
He's playing all the early shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gambiscon's a baller.
PSP, I played Monster Hunter Freedom Unite. Yes. I actually picked up the new one. Yeah. And you know something? It's pretty much... It's kind of like the Pokemon Platinum to like Pokemon Pearl and Diamond. It's basically the same game as Freedom 2, but it's got more quests, more types of monsters, more types of armor and weapons. It's basically more like a lot more of the same. But on top of that, the major gameplay addition is a feline sidekick that...
You didn't play the demo, did you?
No, I didn't play the demo.
Yeah, because that cat's fucked up.
Here's the thing, though. I'm still going through, because the other week I mentioned that I was playing Freedom 2, and I was going through training. Man, there is a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
When I was playing Monster Hunter the other day, I'm still in training. I'm still doing tutorials, and I learned how to get raw meat out of the carcasses mm-hmm. of the creatures that I killed.
With the knife?
Yeah. And when you get the raw meat, you have this cook spinner rotisserie item, and you actually have to cook your own meal, and you can actually, you know, overcook it. You can cook it rare, or you could cook it well done. And you do this in the middle of the game. It's like if you're being chased by something, something could attack you while you're cooking. I mean, if you're not too careful, so it's
like
best.
Like cooking Marmar.
Yeah, it's like it's best if you cook, away from the enemies.
I usually try to do that at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a neat little mini game, too,
to
try and get the cooking down correctly. I think that's the reason why I'm so looking for why I wasn't as bummed out when they said that Monster Hunter 3 was going to be for the Wii, because I'm actually looking forward to see what they do with the motion controls, because there's so many things like that in Monster Hunter.
I got to ask a question. Do you still have Freedom 2?
No, I do not.
You don't?
No.
Well,
I don't think.
I really want to start playing this game as a multiplayer experience. I think Zero Tolerance should pick it up.
I hated the demo.
You hated the demo? Thing is, I'll say this. You have to give it a chance. I think it'll grow on you.
I did give it a chance. I don't like it.
It
ain't my thing, brother.
It ain't your thing?
It ain't my thing.
Man. I mean, it plays unlike any other game, like, ever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you're basically learning how to play a video game all over again. So, I mean, it does have a really steep learning curve. I mean, because there's a lot to take in, because you got your health and then you got your stamina. You got to have high stamina to even run in the game.
Right.
If you run out of stamina, you can't run. So, that's where the cooking comes in. You eat food, regain stamina.
Yeah. That's the thing about it, there's so much stuff always going on in it that it does kind of get a little crazy at times, especially, and I think that's sort of amplified on a handheld because it's such a small screen, but there's so much stuff going on and so much stuff that you have to keep track of, and you got to keep track of the controls for each weapon, and it's definitely, you got to dedicate some time to getting good at that game, for sure.
That is absolutely right, and the weapons in the game, like if you got a short sword, if you got like a crossbow, if you got a lance. The game actually plays completely differently depending on what kind of weapon you're using.
It's not like some games where you swap weapons and really all it does is change the damage and change what it looks like. Each weapon has almost a completely different control scheme.
Yeah.
So it's a little in-depth. That's why, like I said, I'm really looking forward to the Wii version to see how they implement the motion control.
Yeah, the thing is, my only... apprehension of, or what's the word?
Hesitation
about the Wii version is Monster Hunter is best as a multiplayer experience,
right?
And they put it on the most multiplayer incompetent system.
I was gonna go with unfriendly.
Yeah,
that's true.
I was just gonna start doing your fondling for you at some point.
So
It seems like if they used the Wii Motion Plus with it,
yeah.
It has the potential to be really cool on the Wii with the swords and like being able to aim the gun with the Wii remote instead of
that would be sweet,
right? So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do with it. And I imagine, to be honest, that that's probably, in addition to the fact that the Wii's got such a big install base, I imagine that another part of the consideration was the motion controls and what they could do with it in a game like that.
That game is going to shut down city blocks in Japan when that comes out.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. But
what else are you playing, brother?
The other couple games I've been playing are... for the Nintendo DS, I played Shin Megumi Tensei Devil Survivor. And this is This is a strategy RPG. And it is actually quite different than most strategy RPGs, because most like strategy games are, you know, kind of like Final Fantasy Tactics, you know, where you basically move a unit and then you attack other units. Well, this throws in a RPG battle system into the fray. You fight in a grid-based area, you know, like just like regular strategy games.
Right.
However, when one of your units attacks another unit, it's not just unit to unit. It's actually party to party. Each unit could be a party of up to three characters.
Wow!
So, yeah, it's a 50-50 hybrid of a RPG intermixed with a strategy game. And what's cool about it is when you face an enemy party, the leader is always the one in the middle. So you're wanting to attack. You want to take the leader out first. However, The side characters will sometimes use healing spells. Some of the side characters will try to actually shield the leader. So it's a really, really tough game, of course, because it's a Shin Megumi game. And that series is known for being ultra hardcore in terms of RPGs. I'm a few hours into it, and I have to say that the story is very intriguing. It has to do with a blackout in Tokyo, Japan. All the power went down. The city's being invaded by demons, obviously, for a Shin Megami game. And the storyline actually has directly to do with the Tower of Babel from the Bible. And so that's one of the things I kind of like about the Shin Megumi games, is that they bring a lot of religious elements into the mixture. It's good. I mean, if you're into religion and like religious studies and stuff like that, it's a pretty cool game for all the references, because most Shin Megumi games they don't just reference like the Christianity, but they also have a lot of Buddhist, a lot of Hindu religious, like characters and concepts that come into the storyline of a typical Shin Megumi game. So it's a really cool game. It's kind of like, you know, how when, like Final Fantasy, like how, you know, the summons of the Final Fantasy series, how they embraced mythology. Like Gilgamesh and stuff like that, how they embrace mythological characters. The Shin Megumi series embraces religious, like world religious characters. It's really good, and I really enjoy the gameplay. I actually got killed off a few times because the game is pretty freaking tough. I mean, it starts off pretty tough, but the battle system actually only took me a little bit of time to actually learn, and I was pretty comfortable with the battle system, and took me about maybe 30 or so minutes, but it's a great game. I'm really enjoying it. I think it's good.
Excellent.
Yeah, and the last game I played this past week is a game that I also did a review for.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
For the Sony PSP.
PSP.
It is Steambot Chronicles Battle Tournament. And I must say that this game was very enjoyable. When I first heard about this game, when I first saw some screenshots of the game, to me the game just looked like Virtual On. It looked like all what the game was you fighting other robots. And granted, that is a large percentage of the game, but the game is actually a adventure game. It's a open world adventure game that has a mech battling in it, and it is really fun. I really like it. It's not as big as the PS2 version. Well, let me say this too. This is actually the second game to come out here in the States. The original game was Steambot Chronicles for the PS2. That came out back in, like, I think it was like about 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. Evidently, they're actually making a PS3 sequel.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm hoping that this game actually sells well so that the third one could come out. And I actually consider this game a true sequel, even though in every aspect it is much smaller. Like, the city that you're in is not nearly as big as the city in the original game. But you actually do, like, jobs. You deliver wood to, like, lumber companies, which, I mean, that sounds boring, but however, when you're trying to do it, you're also being attacked by enemy units, mm-hmm. Enemy mechs, you know, so you're actually, like, fighting bad guys while you're doing a job, and you like, deliver things, and then there's, like, some real bizarre jobs, like you have to interview people and stuff like that. And then another big part of the game is the customization feature, which is quite extensive. You can buy new arms, like, but basically when you first start for the game, you got two regular arms, and, you know, you basically just, you know, punch the enemies, and
that's just funny sounding.
You just, like, you know, and what's cool is the X and O buttons. No, not X and O, but X and triangle buttons represent, you know, your left and right arm. So you hit those, and you're like, you beat up the other mechs, the other robots, and these robots are like steam powered robots. It's kind of an alternate history of, like, the 1920s. It's fun, and then you get new weapons. You can get, like, flamethrowers for your arms. You can get, like, these giant boulders that are, like, where your fists should be, and you just like, demolish the enemies. And it's a fun game. I really like it. It's an adventure game, and it's open world, but because the town is such a small town, I would say it's an open town game, because the city only has a few blocks. Well, no, it's bigger than that, but it's not nearly as big as the city in the original game, but.
Gotcha.
I really, really, really like it. It's a good game, and my review should be up today at www.ztgamedomain.com.
Don't forget the other W.
Yeah, don't forget the other W.
Otherwise, it won't work.
Oh yeah, www.
Dub.
And while I'm at it, I need to give a shout out. And because someone actually gave me a shout out and also gave us a shout out, Drew, aka Frustrated Fury, from the Evolved Gaming podcast, or the Evolved Gaming Network, which, by the way, is my newest addition to my iPod viewing or listening collection.
Nice.
This past week, I listened to the last three episodes, and I must say, I really enjoy it. It's a really, really awesome show. They got a really, really cool crew Drew's cool. We got a lot of love our taste in gaming. We have similar taste. He's into RPGs and he's into fighting games. He's really looking forward to the King of Fighters 12, which I'm really looking forward to as well. So it's a really good, really funny podcast. I really enjoy it.
Big shout out to Frustrated Fury too for the trivia the last couple days.
Yes.
On Twitter. That's a highlight of my day. I really enjoy the Twitter trivia. So big shout out all around to Frustrated Fury.
Yes, indeed.
Well, what are you looking forward to playing this week?
This week, I plan on, I know I said this last week, but I plan on completing Ghostbusters. The only reason why I wasn't able to this past week was because I had to babysit.
Mom?
Yes, my mom. No.
No, not your mom, motherfucker. You're supposed to look at somebody and go, I had to babysit your mom.
Yeah, your mom, yeah. But anyway.
She needed some attention.
Yeah, I totally screwed that joke up.
You did, man.
I did.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Dick.
But yeah, I had to babysit on the same day that I was planning on completing Ghostbusters. So hopefully I'll be able to complete Ghostbusters this week. But I got a busy week ahead of me. So, I mean, who knows what gaming I'll be getting into. And then on top of that, I'll be picking up Blaze Blue this week, which I'm really, really, really looking forward to playing on my PS3 fun game. And also plan on doing some more monster hunting training so I can actually know how to play the game and not be completely killed during every attempt to play a regular mission in the game. And more Devil Survivor. It's a fun, crazy strategy RPG hybrid that seems to have a really intriguing story.
All right.
There you go.
So then we move on to the Wombat, who's been gone for 2 weeks.
I've been gone for 2 weeks. And you know how much gaming I've played?
You didn't do any gaming.
None. Because I was on the beach. No, I shouldn't say none.
I'm on vacation.
Now tell me, did you play any iPod games? I mean, not iPhone games.
Not really, to be honest. I played some Flood It, which is a very addicting game, and I played a little bit of Wolfenstein 3D on the iPhone, but I didn't really have a whole lot of time for the iPhone gaming while we were down there. We hung out on the beach a lot and did the pool thing and had a good time. The game I did play while we were down there that actually we ended up purchasing when we got back, both because my wife really, really, really liked it and actually because I thought it was fun too, a lot funner than I expected it to be, was Wii Fit.
Really?
We played her brother and sister that lived down there had it, and we all played it. Like trying to compete against each other to get higher scores in the mini games and that kind of stuff. Mm. And it was a lot of fun, especially playing with a whole bunch of people. That's not really a game that you would really think of when you think of, hey, let's have a party and play Wii Fit. But
yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. And the workout stuff on it actually makes you a little sore the next day, I'm not going to lie. I enjoy it a lot. I don't look at it in the same way that I look at the games that I have on my Xbox or PS3, obviously, because it's not the same type of thing. But it's a fun little diversion, and the mini games are all kind of fun, so it's enjoyable. So we picked that up. I played when I got back. The only things that I played actually were I stepped into the way, way back machine, and decided to play some old PC games that I hadn't played in forever. So I played Diablo 2 for a
nice.
Little while, which is phenomenal. If you haven't played it, you should go out and play it. If you haven't played it, there's probably not listening to this show. I imagine most people that are listening to this played Diablo at some point.
Yeah.
Diablo!
And also I played another great PC game by BioWare, Baldur's Gate 2. Which, once again, if you haven't played it, it's phenomenal single-player RPG. I never actually got around to finishing it originally when I had it way back. So I figured I'd bust it out again and see if I could beat it this time. That's a great game. If you want, that's another one. If you haven't played it, you should track it down because it's really, really good, and it'll run on anything. If you have a computer now that's got Windows XP on it, you can run it. And I think that's pretty much it. That's all my gaming for the 2 weeks I was gone.
Riddle me this, Wombat.
I will riddle you whatever you wish.
Do you plan on getting the Mass Effect game
for iPhone?
Yes.
I'm thinking about it. I haven't decided yet. Right now it's a little pricey, I think.
$5?
Yeah, that's a little pricey for an iPhone game for me.
Seriously?
Yeah. My wheelhouse on iPhone games are $1.99.
Oh,
man. If it's $1.99 or less, I'll pick it up. But anything, when it starts getting more than that, I start hedging a little bit on it for some reason. I know it's only $5. For some reason, I don't know why, just buying a game for $5 on my phone is a little dicey for me. But I'm sure it's good, so I need to just break down and buy it. But
because I heard ironically, I heard this on the Evolve Gaming podcast that supposedly has it's a rumored, I guess, some sort of a connectivity to Mass Effect 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder how that would work.
In terms of, I guess at the, I heard this as a rumor, so you could take it with a grain of salt. But supposedly, when you beat the game, it says your reward is waiting for you in Mass Effect 2.
Huh.
So, take that for whatever you will.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've looked into it. I'm not sure if I'll buy it or not. I'll probably end up buying it. But I did finish the second Mass Effect book while we were on vacation.
And how was it?
It's very, very good. I think I actually liked the first one a little better, Mass Effect Revelation. But this one's really good, too. So if you're a fan of the series, you should pick both of them up and read them. They're both really good.
Aren't these books written by Dean?
It's Drew Karpyshyn.
Okay. I was thinking of someone else.
Yeah. He's the one who actually, he's the head writer at BioWare.
Or one
of the head writers at BioWare.
He's a good writer.
He is a very good writer.
I started reading the original Mass Effect novel, because I have undocumented ADD, I never finish any book that I start reading.
Yeah, he actually, I think, also wrote all the dialogue for Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's a very good writer, and the books are both very good. Especially, like I said, I think I enjoyed Revelation more. It's the prequel novel that came out before the first game.
Mm-hmm.
It told a really good story. This one tells a good story, too, but just I think I got more wrapped up in the first one because it was sort of your introduction to all the races and the world of Mass Effect. But, yeah, that wraps up my fondling. As far as future fondling goes, I'm going to say that I hope to play Prototype, Fight Night, Blaze Blue, when it comes out. All the games, basically, that I missed while I was on vacation, I hope to somehow get caught up and play this week. And then, also, I should mention, I was on the conference call for the Bigs 2. 2K hosted a conference call with the producers. And if you like the first Bigs, it seems like there's no way you're not going to like the second Bigs. And actually, there's a demo up now on Xbox Live and PSN for you to check it out. I downloaded the demo, still haven't had a chance to play it because it's been a little crazy since I got back. But I plan on playing that probably as soon as I get home because it sounds like it's going to be really good. I love the first Bigs. It sounds like they really took everything that was right about the first Bigs and kept it and took some of the things that were wrong and fixed it. They added some legendary catches and they added some other stuff. Home Run Pinball's online now. It sounds like they made some pretty good improvements. So, and the Bigs 1 was already good. So it should be pretty cool. I'll let everybody know what I think of that next week. And then I should have a full review of that up once I get my copy. So
the Bigs!
There you go. Oh, and my favorite David Carradine moment is Kung Fu, the original series.
Nice.
Farrah Fawcett's the poster, just like everybody. My favorite Ed McMahon thing is bloopers and practical jokes. My favorite Billy Mays product is probably OxyClean, just because he always seems like he has so much faith in OxyClean. And then my favorite Michael Jackson songs are Billie Jean and Human Nature.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Can you feel me? So we're going to move on to Killer Wolverine?
Not much.
Okay.
Not much.
So we're moving on.
Yep. I played a lot of Infamous.
Oh, I played some of that too. Thanks for reminding me. Yes, I did. Just a little bit, though.
That was my main focus. I'm off the first island, 100% complete. Now I'm 50% through the second island.
You're about where I am.
It's pretty good. I'm liking it more and more every time I play it.
Have you done the I'm allowed to talk about Infamous because I haven't been here in 2 weeks. Have you done the mission yet, or any of the missions yet, where there might only be one, I don't know, where the Dustmen kidnapped that guy's brother, and they've got him disguised as a Dustman? Have you done that one?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I like that mission a lot. You have to, there's four of them walking, and they all, like, break out, and they start shooting at you. And one of them has a square hood. The other ones have circular hoods. So you have to kill all the ones that don't have the square hood because the square hood is this guy's brother that the Dustman disguised and forced to walk along with him or whatever. So it's a pretty cool little mission. I liked it. I thought it was very clever.
Huh.
Anyway, sorry not to interrupt.
Oh, no, it's fine. The other one that really was – that I just sat back and watched was the Dustman versus the Reapers.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's an awesome mission.
Yeah, and the Reapers got just – demolished.
You can rack up a lot of experience in that mission too.
Oh, that dust man who summons the little
The spiders.
Yeah, well, they're more of like
scorpion type things. Yeah.
So those guys annoy the shit out of me. And I got the power of the one you use with the triangle button. I forget what it's called.
Oh, it's like a missile launcher kind of thing. I can't remember what it's called either.
Guided it. You can shoot it out up towards the sky, and then you can, you know, use your electric bolt targeted on someone and hone in on them.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And I'm my hero ranking. So I
hero now?
Hero. So
I'm not quite there yet. I'm still champion.
I wanted to upgrade my lightning bolt to the max, but it's 12,000 experience.
Jeez, so Pete. Fuck.
All right, that's gonna take a while. So liking that more and more each time I play it. We played a lot of Red Faction online. This week, or last weekend, whatever you want to say. It's insane. I suck. More times than not, I find myself dying than doing anything else. There's a, I don't know if it's a perk or just a problem with the game, though, is a couple times, one too often, so I find myself being killed by the hammer when I wasn't even close to him.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if that's some kind of like upgrade to your hammer or just some kind of glitch, but that's
a bad hammer, dude.
Yeah, well, kind of annoying, but it's fun. It's just
it's Maxwell's
silver
hammer.
It's the first time we played something that much online, and my skills are kind of weak because it's been a while since we've all got online.
Yeah, man, we haven't played anything
like
online in forever.
Yeah, so it was nice. It was fun. It was a little frustrating. Sometimes, but that game's just neat.
It's just swell.
It's just neat.
Couple new ones, I guess, I play, but not because I own them, because I played them over at the hideout. Is Guitar Hero Smash Hits, which it's Guitar Hero.
It's Guitar Hero.
What can you say anymore?
Yeah.
They're all live, or not live.
I think that's pretty much all Zero wrote in his review, wasn't it? It's Guitar Hero.
Previous Guitar Hero review.
See?
But it's all master recordings, and the note charts have changed. Bark at the Moon, it's just not fun.
It's not fun anymore?
And the first one, it was like...
Yeah, that was my favorite song in the first one.
I didn't think it was any fun.
Really? Because of the note chart change? Really?
So...
Because that was the thing about the first Guitar Hero especially, and actually even the third one too. The second one I didn't feel it as much, but is the note charts were really, really good. Like, they felt like they matched the song really well. So it's a shame that they changed it up.
I think they made some of them a lot easier.
Really?
Like, Bark of the Moon was a lot easier. I know he played through the Fire and Flames, and that he went saying that was a little easier, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot easier now.
So it sounds like they got, you know, made some of them a little bit easier.
Huh.
We Tried to play it on drums, but I guess you'll talk about that when it gets to you.
I got owned on the drums.
It's nice to see a lot of these original songs that were, you know, and I'm sorry, these songs that were in original couple games, full band.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And then I did play a little bit of Blaze Blue, which not a huge fighting game fan, but it's all right. Stellar. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I won't look that good on my TV.
You may have to, once we finish this podcast, you may have to show it to me.
Pop it in.
Yeah.
It looks phenomenal. Plays good. I mean, it's a fighting game.
Show it to me, I mean Blaze Blue.
Oh, you ruined my after-show party.
And by pop it in, I hope you also meant Blaze Blue.
Shit. Everything is ruined now.
Just ruined his whole day.
My whole dreams shattered.
But I never played any Guilty Gear, so if this plays like Guilty Gear, then I guess maybe I should check out a Guilty Gear game sometime in the future.
X2 Reload. It's awesome.
I heard good things about that one, so.
X2 Sharp Reload.
Yeah, X2 Sharp Reload.
Oh,
what's that? About that.
You got owned.
I did get owned.
I think that's it. I think I played maybe a little bit of Prototype, but not enough to really care. I think that's it. I play a little bit more Yahtzee on the game night of Family Times.
The game night of Family Time.
So, that's it. Oh, I gotta do my favorite dead celebrity moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Show some respect.
David Carradine, I would have to say the Yellow Book. Just because he's...
The Yellow Book ad?
Yeah.
Yellowbook.com.
Farrah Fawcett. You know, I could go the perverted way and say Playboy, which I will. So we'll go that way. She was naked. Niceness.
Naked.
Who's the third one?
McMahon.
Oh, well, I don't really have a favorite Ed McMahon one. Maybe he was on the Tonight Show.
There you go.
So, when I was a kid.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny. Bitch. Billy Mays, I would say the 360, ESPN360.com. Those were my favorite. Because it's not really a pitch. It was just making fun of himself. Whatever.
Then,
Michael
then,
Jackson. I already answered it on my question of the day, but I'll re-answer it. It's Smooth Criminal.
You move. Hit by criminal. You've been struck by.
Oh, I got to do Future Fondling. God.
Structure's just all fucked up.
Fucked up everything.
I hope to play Fight Night. I would like to play
Fight Night. I hope to play Fight Night.
But the lack of funds is really severely hindering that problem a lot. So it's probably going to be Infamous all week if I can't play Fight Night. Just nothing but Infamous. Well, that's a lie. Punisher, No Mercy, Thursday, PSN. I'll be playing that.
You hope.
Oh, you motherfucker. I'm going to kick you in the ass if you don't get that game.
Punisher.
Because I can't buy it. Well, I might be able to buy it. I might scrap up $10, but you better fucking buy it. I need to steal it from you.
Change my password.
I would fucking break stuff.
You know he would, too.
He'd be like Fred Durst over there. He'd break stuff.
Sometimes it's one of those days.
Oh, Lord. I thought we'd done forgot about the biscuit.
This time I'm going to let it all come out.
You know something? You know what kind of biscuits I like?
Yeah. Dog biscuits?
Limp biscuits?
I like biscuits and gravy.
Come on.
Grits and gravy, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, The Rock's on Facebook.
Come on.
Okay. Or MySpace.
Who's on MySpace?
The Rock.
Really?
Dude, MySpace is so last year.
Yeah, I don't care about MySpace.
It's Facebook now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't even have a Facebook.
You got to step up.
I refuse.
Step up in the game and be on the face.
I don't have a MySpace. I don't have a Facebook.
Yeah, you do have a MySpace. Don't lie.
I don't.
The thing is,
I took it down.
It's only a matter of time before something else takes over Twitter.
Yep.
Just wait.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
Well, I played another fuck-ton week of games.
Another fuck-ton week of games?
Yeah. Let me think about the DS. I played Pirates Duels on the High Seas or something like that.
And how was that?
I'm so, like, fucking used to the DS games being all motion control. So I put the game in. Bottom screen's, like, the map. The top screen is your ship floating around in the ocean. I swear to God, I sat there for 2 minutes tapping the bottom screen going, why won't you move? Why won't you move?
You know, a game comes with an instruction manual.
I understand that, but who the fuck reads that shit?
I do. Every time I buy a new game, I read the instruction manual before I do anything.
Yeah, the thing is, the games I play, you have to read the
manual.
Well,
that's true.
Even...
You play all that shit where you got to stand on your head before it'll let you attack an enemy.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I finally got figured out how to move. That game is actually pretty fun if you like pirates.
Pirates? I like pirates.
Well, that's the most awesome thing
about
it.
But we don't support piracy.
But we don't.
Like, the sound effects, like, there's no dialogue or anything, so you just, the little text flying by, like, and when you're swimming or when you're sailing around, all of a sudden, every now and then, just randomly, the dude will go, arr!
Awesome.
Just at random intervals. Like, that's the only sound effect besides the gun shooting and things like that, is arr! Just every now and then. And trying to read the written dialogue is a pain in the ass. It's all spelled funny and spoken in pirate lingo.
Pilot
lingo?
In pilot lingo?
Shut up.
You sound like the ShamWow guy after he got his tongue bit by the hooker.
Indeed. Also on the DS this week, I played the Challenge Me games, which I reviewed.
Challenge Me.
You challenge me? I really wanted to put as a tagline, I am challenged.
Well.
And I didn't.
That would have been accurate.
The math one is kind of...
I hate math.
Well, then you really won't like this game.
Oh.
It's mostly based on logic anyway. And then I played the brain game version, which you'd think would be like Brain Age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's
you would think wrong.
It's Sudoku and picture puzzles.
I like Sudoku.
Then you probably like this. There's over 1,000 Sudoku puzzles.
Cool.
Of course, I don't really know how many more Sudoku puzzles you can do. There's only 9 numbers.
Yeah.
Kind of throwing that out there, brother.
Yeah.
Pound it, brother.
Brother.
I think that was all on DS. Wait, wasn't there something else on DS that I played? Oh, yes, it was called Ghostbusters.
Oh,
snap. And?
Let's go play the 360 version.
Oh, snap.
The DS version actually lets you drive around the city in the Ecto-1.
Uh-huh.
It controls like an asshole.
Oh!
Like, you run into a car, and you just stop dead. And you try to back up, and it doesn't work all that well. So you're trying to chase ghosts around the city, and you have to tap the screen and still drive with the D-pad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm sure it's neat, but, man, after playing the console version, I'm just kind of like, eh. That was my DS gaming this week. Wii, I played Ghostbusters as well.
On the Wii, huh?
On the Wii.
And how is it?
It's basically the same game as the console the other console versions, but you can play as a guy or a girl. You can choose which kind of rookie you want to be. It's in third person, and you aim by moving the cursor around on the screen like in other first-person shooters and stuff. You don't go into first person to use the PKE meter either.
Really?
Which actually, I really like that. Catching the ghost, you just zap him with the B button, you know. And the trap thing was what I was really hoping was cool. Not so much. You just kind of hold the Z button down and flick your wrist.
Hmm.
And they throw the trap. And there's no fighting the ghosts either. Like, as soon as I put it into the trap beam, it just goes straight in. So there's no, like, nailing down the Wii. Instead, what you do is you work them down, and then you put them in the capture beam.
Uh-huh.
And then they have another energy bar, and every time the screen will pop up and show you a motion to move, and you move it, and it'll take some of the energy down. And then you move them over to the trap, and they go down.
So overall, was it a good game?
It's good. I wouldn't recommend it if you have the other versions.
Uh-huh.
But if you only have a Wii, and you're a Ghostbusters fan, the graphics kind of turn me off a little bit. I understand why they did it, because it can't be as realistic as the 360 and PS3 versions, but I don't know, like, Ray Stantz, Dan Aykroyd, he just looks weird. And Peter Venkman looks really weird.
So is it the same script?
It's pretty much the same game. Like, it even starts off in the Sedgwick Hotel, chasing Slimer down, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's basically almost an identical story, just told from, like, a cartoon perspective.
Interesting.
So... it's kind of weird, and I swear to God, even though I picked the girl just because you play as a guy in the console versions,
yeah.
And I swear to God, they still called me he.
He.
I'm like,
Sloppy, sloppy.
Because I think it's the same dialogue.
Yeah.
From the other version.
Okay, yeah.
So, but.
The thing is, though, is the game like E for everybody, or it, does it have a lower rating than the 360? Because the 360 version or the PS3 version, they have some, you know, like loose cursing, like what the hell's going on here? I think I heard damn it or something.
I'm pretty sure it's the same. It's the same dialogue.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. It might not be. It might only be E10. I'd have to look into that.
Because I was wondering if maybe they took some of the low-level cursing out of the Wii version.
The big addition to the Wii version, since there is obviously no online mode, is a co-op mode that you can play. And I haven't played it yet, so I don't really know how well it works.
Hmm.
But there is a co-op mode where you can get another friend with a Wiimote and a nunchuck. And I'm guessing it's split-screen. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah. I think it'll almost have to be split-screen.
Well, I didn't expect the Wii to have online.
Yeah, you don't really expect any Wii game to have online.
It's true.
Although the Conduit does.
Yep.
But I heard it wasn't very good. So.
It might be all right.
Yeah, I just think the Conduit gets way too much credit just because it's a Wii game that doesn't look like shit.
Yeah, the thing is, that's what everybody says. Like, the Conduit is, it's okay. And then they add in, for a Wii game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's,
you know, if that's the standards I got to start judging by, then the Wii really is what I...
The thing is,
play it out to be anyway.
The Wii game I'm most looking forward to is Muramasa: The Demon Blade.
Yeah, I really want to play that. I hope that's the awesome sauce. Also on the Wii, I played a couple of budget games. I played one called Vertigo, which was basically Marble Madness.
Yeah, I checked out your review of that game.
It's not a bad game. It just screams budget. Man, like a lot. And you can play with the balance board, which is really...
Like when you turn it on, it's like, budget!
Oh, yeah, because it stretches the screen since it's not true widescreen. So you got black bars on both sides, and the levels, like, repeat.
Ah, budget!
You know, and you could use the Wii balance board. There you go.
Nice. There you go.
If you want to wobble around on a balance board trying to stand up. The other game I played was Pool Hall Pro, which I was actually excited to play that. It was kind of like a reverse thing here. I wasn't excited to play Vertigo, but I was excited to play Pool Hall Pro. Afterwards, I liked Vertigo more than I liked Pool Hall Pro. Pool Hall Pro is not bad, because you can use the Wiimote to aim where the ball goes. You can see where it's going to hit. Just the physics in the camera are a little wonky. The character customization, why? I never see my dude. And apparently you can pimp out your crib.
Nice.
Like I need to do that in a pool game?
Yeah.
Hey, you do if you want to pimp out your crib.
Yeah, it's very useless. But they do have every version of pool you could ever imagine, including snooker.
Snooker.
Hmm.
You know, 8-ball, 9-ball, 15-ball, it's all there. UK 8-ball, US 8-ball, I mean, tons of different modes, but...
I'm waiting for it.
What?
The,
Pocket pool?
Pocket pool.
I figured that's what he was waiting on.
Actually, there is a pocket pool in the game.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. It's called Pocket Challenge.
Nice.
I think that's all Wii. So I move. I actually did not turn my PSP on this week, other than to make sure that SteamBot worked. So, and I checked the PlayStation Store, and there was nothing on there, so I didn't really play my PSP. Same with my PS3. I turned it on because somebody told me Punisher came out this week.
I don't know who told you that, but he's dumb.
Yeah, that motherfucker pissed me off because I was going to play that.
The Punisher!
I haven't played Infamous this week. I'm going to get back into it. I'm probably about the same place you guys are. I'm about halfway through the second island. 360, I pounded it.
Whoa.
Oh!
I actually...
That sounded intimate.
I bought a lot of shit. I played a lot of shit this week on the 360. Ghostbusters, finished Ghostbusters.
Hmm.
Loved the game all the way to the last level.
Really?
Did not like the way that it ended. Did not like the
really?
Way that game ended at all.
Disappointing ending, huh?
Yeah, I actually thought the one level before the last level was the end. I thought that was the final boss, and I was kind of happy with that. And then it goes to another level, and the last level is tedious. And then the final boss is just kind of like,
Man, I don't need it. I don't want to hear that, man.
The plot twist is kind of...
meh.
You're just like, really? This is how you're going to explain all this cool shit that happened?
That's disappointing.
It was. I played a game called Rocket Riot for the Xbox Live Arcade. Which is one of the weirdest fucking games I've ever played in my life.
But is it a riot?
No.
No.
You're basically, you look like, you remember Little People? With, like, you know, they had the circle bottoms and you could put them into peg holes and stuff. You know?
Knees.
Oh.
They don't have feet.
Yeah.
Were they play school?
You don't remember
you cut
the
knees off at the fucking hip
okay,
and put a rocket
yeah.
up their butt. That's what they look like.
You basically just float around as like this. You look like a little bullet.
Okay.
With
yeah.
a face.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
And you're flying around and you use the right stick to aim and like you push it to the direction you want to aim and then you let it go and it fires a rocket. Well, you can destroy the whole stage. It's basically made up of pixels. You can destroy it. It's all destructible, and then, like, it grows back. I don't understand the game that much. And I got online to play it, and I think there's, like, one dude online that just plays the game all the time because he was killing everybody in the room.
He's like, I pwn you.
I'm the world's greatest at Rocket Riot.
I remember sitting there in the room and I'm playing and I look over at Killer Wolverine. I'm like, this guy is like the greatest Rocket Riot player ever. His mama must be so proud.
I guess if you're not really good at that many games, you just pick one that not many people are playing and own at it.
I can tell you, I hit Quick Match 5 times and never got a match. I had to search for a match, get into it. There was 4 people in there and 1 guy was just floating around the whole level just killing everybody. I tried to kill him forever, and then finally I just gave up and quit.
Man.
I mean, the game is just like 80 levels of, like, shooting rockets.
Sounds like pretty good.
The music is fucking awesome.
Really?
The music is friggin', it's like techno rap.
Techno rap.
It like starts off and you're watching it and it's like here I come, and like he starts singing. I'm like, yes, yes, this is like the greatest music ever in a game.
There's no way it could possibly be better than
I'm gonna take you for a ride.
There's no way it could possibly be better than that.
I don't know. It's pretty fucking good.
That's what I'm playing Wednesday. Holy fuck! How do we forget about that?
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, yeah, that does come out Wednesday, doesn't it?
Holy shit.
Wow. I forgot about that game.
It comes out this Wednesday?
Yeah, man.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah, Thursday for the PSN.
Yeah, Wednesday for 360.
Shit, I totally forgot that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Holy fuck, now you gotta buy Punisher, because I'm gonna buy Marvel vs. Capcom.
I played more Prototype. I'm going running around the city now that I finished the game, trying to pick up some achievements and finish my web of intrigue. I still like the game a lot.
Hmm.
I think it's fun. Guitar Hero Smash Hits we talked about. I really do like the fact that I can play all these songs on drums, and Through the Fire and the Flames now is impossible on drums. I'm just going to put that out there.
You're like, you just want to throw that out?
Huh?
You just want to throw that out?
I just want to throw that out there because it just, yeah.
Yeah, Dragon Force, man. They don't screw around.
They don't fuck around, dog.
No, man.
No.
When they play music, they're playing like 10 songs at the same time.
It's crazy. For the first time in my life, I played Magic the Gathering.
Dude.
Arcade game.
Did hell freeze over?
No, I just buy every arcade game because I'm an idiot. And
yeah.
I played Magic the Gathering. Dude, that's some weird shit. Like, you play land cards.
It's magic.
You play land cards, so you can play monster cards, so you can attack monster cards and block attacks, and it's just... I had grizzly bears and a giant, like, woolly mammoth or something. Man.
Natural allies.
You can...
Grizzly bear and the woolly mammoth.
You can fucking become a mentor over Xbox Live, or you can request a mentor to teach you how to play the game on Xbox Live.
Wow.
That's one of the coolest features I've ever seen in, like, a game. Because people can opt to do it, you know?
Right.
Like, you can teach people how to play the game. I mean, if you're into Magic, dude, you should totally buy this game.
The thing is, I was obsessed with that card game about 10 to 12 years ago.
A lot of credit is due to the people who developed it, because it's really well done. You can, like, zoom in on the cards and see what all the attacks and stuff are.
You know something? So this is only for Xbox, right?
I guess. I don't think it's on PSN.
Okay, well, when I get my a new Xbox, I'll probably get that game because I do like Magic the Gathering, but they were just getting too carried away with bringing out new card sets and like every 6 months that would bring out like an additional 200 or 300 new cards, and it just became too monotonous. But in video game form, I think it'd be better.
Also played Phantasy Star 2 for about 10 minutes. Man, that combat system messed up.
That's old school.
It is
really
old school.
It's extremely old school, but
really
try to go back
school.
And play it now when you haven't played it in a while.
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
first battle, you'd be like, what the fuck just happened?
And you could get killed pretty easily in that game.
Yeah. That game's messed up.
I like the music. It's got this, like, catchy music, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, it was definitely not. It's definitely not traditional RPG music.
Yeah.
I downloaded Big Surf Island for Burnout Paradise. That's some sweet shit right there. It's not as big as I thought it might be, but it's still pretty freaking awesome.
Burnout Paradise, that's the game that just keeps on giving.
Just keeps on giving, man.
Just as long as you got the money.
As long as you got the dough, yeah, because yeah. otherwise you...
they don't give for free.
No, not anymore.
They don't give for free.
For $13, I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff over there. There's some pretty cool jumps, and there's 15 new challenges and stuff. And
I know someone who bought Burnout Paradise about a month ago, and then actually spent like 30 additional dollars in the PSN store on additional downloads for the game.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff to download for that game. But Big Surf Island's the biggest addition so far, and it's pretty freaking cool. I think that's it's a very nice addition. I played a lot of Red Faction Guerrilla Online. I had a lot of fun with it. It's probably the best multiplayer game I've played in a long time as far as, like, just getting together with people and just having a good time.
It's the new Halo 3.
It really is. I mean, I could
really?
Sit there. I could sit there for hours and play that game. I mean, it's just fun. It's just really fun online.
Well, when there's a slump this year, I'll end up buying it. That and Prototype.
Slump.
Good luck looking for a slump.
Yeah.
I'm going to say August might be.
August is when Batman comes out.
Well, the thing is, August is probably the most slump month of the whole year.
Yeah.
Because then in September, it's going to rev back up again.
Yeah.
Because it always does. Every September is the beginning of the
holiday season.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the end.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or the end of the beginning.
I played Grow, Mark of the Wolves. On Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah.
That game is freaking awesome. I love... That's still, like, my favorite SNK fighter. Like, I really like that game.
It's very good. I still own my Dreamcast copy.
Yeah.
I found it in my... I was looking through some boxes, and I found it about 2 months ago. So, I mean, I got it sitting on my shelf at home, the Dreamcast copy, and I remember playing it back in the day, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's really fun game. I really like it, and it plays so smooth. Such a good fighter.
Yeah.
I played Blaze Blue, as always. My review will be up on Tuesday.
And is it going to be a good one?
We will see.
Oh!
We will see.
I can't, because obviously IGN got the exclusive. Because it went up on Friday.
Yeah, it seemed like they...
they really liked it.
They really so that's two like kind of opposing reviews, like because Game Informer was kind of like eh.
Yeah, Game Informer gave it what, 7.5.
Game
seven
Informer
and 7.5.
Yeah,
Game Informer will give a game a low score because they didn't like the box art.
Thought that was Dave Halverson.
No,
wait,
he never gives
a low score. Sorry,
he doesn't know what a low score is.
Unless it's a first person shooter.
Another game that I played this week for the first time, Sam and Max Save the World. I downloaded that.
How
I could see
it?
Myself really getting into that because it's like one of those point-and-click kind of adventure games. And I just haven't played one of those in a long time. And for $20, this game's fucking huge. There's 6 episodes and at least 20-plus hours a game.
Which system is this again?
360.
360? Is this downloadable?
Yeah.
Okay.
1,600 points, but it's like 20-plus hours of game. And it's the writing is actually really well done. I found it to be very funny.
So it's the entire first season of the...
Sam and Max.
Episodic content.
The first episode that I'm playing is about child stars going wrong, like giving away free videos for something called Ibo, which is like this guy's ocular workout video, and he's a white guy with a giant afro.
Nice.
it's pretty damn funny.
You know what's funny is my dad had an afro in the 70s.
Nice.
Dude, we definitely need that picture.
Yeah.
I picked up Turok this week because it was $20 for Xbox 360, and I played just a little bit of that. And the one game that I've been eating crow about is Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway. I am really enjoying that game.
Really?
I really am. I played more of it last night, and I love the kill camera, like the slow-down kill camera when you get a really good shot and it stops and zooms in and freezes the action. I got a grenade one yesterday. It blew up two dudes. It cut his head in half. Basically, from like his nose up, it just decapitated him. And then his arm was also cut off, and his leg was off. And I found the pieces as I was walking through the field.
Wow.
And you know how you always complained about you wanted a World War II shooter that involved civilians? Is like a there's some really disturbing stuff in the fifth level of that game. I'll just put it at that.
Sounds interesting.
I really am liking the game more and more as I play it.
Yeah, that's the thing with me and first-person shooter games or shooter games, period. You know, everybody that you see usually see in a game is the bad guy, you know. And
right.
I was always, one for, throwing in civilians into the game, not because I'm sadistic or anything, but because I think it adds more drama to the gameplay.
There is one thing that happened that I was playing, and I walked up on something, and I saw it, and I was just really kind of disturbed by it.
Really?
Yeah.
It disturbed you, man.
It disturbed me because it was something that probably really did happen.
Oh.
You know, when the soldiers would see something on the battlefield that was just kind of like, that's got to be fucked up.
Man.
So. This week, I am actually really looking forward to playing Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. I should have my copy of that this week. Obviously, since Killer Wolverine mentioned it, I'm fucking playing some Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah.
It's on Donkey Kong, man. I should be getting a code for Droplets, which is the new Atlas Xbox Live Arcade game. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'm going to play this week. I've beat just about everything that I have. I need to go back and finish Infamous. I think that's it. So I'll probably play some more Brothers in Arms if I have downtime, but I'm sure there'll be a bunch of stuff showing up this week. I have a very busy week, even though I have a very short week.
No Fight Night, huh?
I don't care about Fight Night. You know
oh,
this.
Oh, you're a bitch.
I just had to call you out on it.
Yeah, whatever.
I love Fight Night. That's actually my most anticipated game of the ones that I haven't had a chance to play yet.
Graphics look really good.
Yeah.
I mean, realistic sweat. Lots of shiny men wearing no shirts. Gotta
love
it,
I bet you're excited,
man.
About that.
Oh, yeah, man. My heart was thumping.
I thought he was going to say
that wasn't the only
thing
thumping.
Gambith Khan is throbbing for this game.
Oh, my God.
Now that the fondling has been wrapped up, it's time to get into some news. And we've been lacking something the last couple weeks.
You're damn right you have. Show's not the same without me.
It's not.
No.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Activision. Standing up for the little guy by telling Sony to lower the price of their system. Also, please remember to keep paying $60 for their games and $15 a month for World of Warcraft. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
That's just wrong. Look at all that empty space on there. I don't know.
You like that?
That's what you call a dramatic pause.
Actually, you call it dramatic.
Dramatic.
Pause.
He was holding the pause.
Oh.
Yeah,
you go.
You broke that. Using remote play technology, you will be able to play Blaze Blue on your PSP if you buy it for the PS3.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Woot, woot!
The high-res 2D fighter joins a short list of PS3 titles that will support the feature. So you can play the game anywhere.
That's pretty awesome.
That's
a great idea.
I'll try to do that later.
This one's for you, Gambus, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Kotaku is reporting that there is a new Korg 10 DS synthesizer coming out. Built to take advantage of the DSi, DS-10 plus multiplies the output of the original synthesizer title, giving you 4 analog synths, 8 drum synths, and 12 tracks with and the DSi the ability to edit in real time.
That is totally awesome.
Oh, there's Kojima. He has 3 concepts for just 5. So there you go.
So there you go. 3 concepts for Metal Gear Solid 5. And knowing Kojima, they'll all end up in the game.
Probably. we have
and they'll only be loosely connected to each other.
Rock Band DLC for the week. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with a weapon of choice. Never heard of him. Deer and the Headlights. That's D-E-A-R and the Headlights with Sweet Talk. The Devil Wears Prada with Hey John. What's your name again? And the Foreigner Pack, which includes Blue Morning, Blue Day. Feels like the first time in Head...
Feels like the first time.
Head Knocker.
Head Knocker.
And Thrice with Image of the Invisible. The Bigs 2 demo landed on PSN this past week.
I should mention, too, on the conference call, they mentioned that the Wii version of the Bigs 2 is going to be a lot better this year than it was last year. It had some...
It's always good when you admit your game was not good.
It had some troubles last year, so they made it much less complicated on the Wii this year. It should be a lot better.
South Peak Games has announced that they are publishing Trine for the PC, which, if you've seen the screenshots, this game looks freaking good.
Yeah.
Apparently it's coming to PSN as well, and I know you can create physics objects to solve puzzles.
That's pretty cool.
Which is really kind of neat.
Interesting.
Wow.
Square Enix is apparently being sued for allegedly deceiving 100,000 customers for unfair business practices, false advertising, and unjust enrichment regarding the online title Final Fantasy XI.
I thought they were going to sue him for false advertising for calling Final Fantasy Final Fantasy.
new Crackdown 2 info. Ruffian's given up some more Crackdown 2 in an interview with Edge, saying that the game is set in a future version of Pacific City and has all new gameplay. Quoted, from an environmental point of view, you probably would look at it as being an entirely new map.
Wow.
It's still Pacific City, but further on in the timeline, we've altered a great deal and think people who enjoyed the first game are really going to be pleased with when you enter this one. In an announcement that made me super happy.
Yes.
Serious Sam is coming to Xbox Live Arcade, redone in HD with online co-op.
Serious Sam was awesome.
That's going to be in 4-player online co-op. And the screenshots look fantabulous.
We played a lot of Serious Sam back in the day.
Yes, we did. God, the enemies in that game. Suicide guys. It was awesome.
That game was great.
Mythic Entertainment launches The Land of the Dead for Warhammer Online Age of Reckoning. So, there you go.
You know, that's actually one MMO that I really want to play.
I heard it's really good.
One of the MMOs that I would really like to play.
Apparently EA and Dr. Pepper are going to create unrivaled gaming experiences with exclusive premium downloadable content.
We'll see what that means.
Gaming fans may have access to exclusive premium content on select EA titles through 2010 with codes found on more than 500 million Dr. Pepper products, all with 23 flavors.
Indeed. Maybe some of them with 24.
Yeah. Or even 25.
Like cherry Dr. Pepper.
Or cherry vanilla.
Or cherry. Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Going all out.
BDA announces Star Wars gaming accessories for the Wii.
That looks like crap. I'm not going to lie to you. That looks like crap.
There's a clone trooper blaster, which apparently holds your Wiimote, and a lightsaber.
The clone trooper blaster, if that's a picture of it, looks like something I would make out of melted Legos.
No, that's the picture of it.
God, that looks like ass.
It looks terrible.
The
no offense.
The lightsaber picture's on the website.
Does the lightsaber look stupid, too?
Do you remember that store called Odd Lots?
Yeah. Everybody remembers Odd Lots. Well, maybe not everybody, but...
Yeah.
Big Lots?
Big Lots,
Odd Lots. It looks like something I would have bought there back in the mid-80s.
It does look like something. Yeah.
Holy Invasion of Badman, there were rumors floating
Holy
around.
Holy Invasion of Privacy Badman.
I'm sorry.
Get it
Holy
right.
Invasion of Privacy Badman was rumored that it was not going to have a disc form. Well, that rumor is true. Available exclusively on the PSN as a downloadable title. Will be available on July 16th for $19.99.
Didn't you say that game was pretty fun?
That game is awesome. We should have a review this week, right?
Hey,
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Rumor time. 1 terabyte hard drive for the Xbox 360.
Gambus Khan is correct.
Gambus Khan. This is rumor.
Yeah.
This is rumor. So, but, man, that's a big-ass hard drive. 1,000 gigabytes.
Yeah.
I have a 120-gig hard drive. Imagine what you could do with a 1,000-gigabyte hard drive.
Yeah, but you're probably only going to get 60% of that.
Probably.
Just like you do on the 20-gig.
Mythic and BioWare form a new RPG MMO studio.
Oh, that is just amazing.
Man, BioWare is just like... They truly did get engulfed by EA, man. They're doing something like every week.
Yeah, BioWare.
Yeah, they're always in the news.
The concept of BioWare and Mythic fused together, creating RPGs and MMOs, is pretty awesome.
It's like peanut butter and jelly.
It is kind of like
it's like peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Silence your phone. We're doing a radio show here.
Don't start with me. Don't start with me.
Grow up.
And probably what was the biggest shock announcement of the week.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where the fuck out of left field did this come from? But id Software was purchased by ZeniMax, who is also the
parent company
of Bethesda. So maybe now Oblivion Games will have a good engine.
Give me a break here. Come on. More like now id Games will actually have a cohesive story.
Oh, snap, there.
See, the id fanboys versus the Bethesda fanboys will have to live.
have
harmony
to
now.
Yeah, they'll have to work with each other under the same roof.
In a nice little PR announcement, THQ announces a focused product strategy.
Focused.
With 3 new business units.
Focus.
Core games.
Focus on not going
core. Games. Yes. Core games. Kids, family, and casual games, and online.
And also whoring the UFC license as much as we possibly can.
After the sales of the first one?
Yeah, no doubt.
Over a million in the first month?
Over a million.
This is the other game I'll be playing this week. I forgot. Overlord games. 3 of them. 1 for the Wii, 1 for the DS, and 1 for 360 and PS3. So, those
are shipped. I bet they'll be pretty good.
I love the first Overlord. That's a great game.
Blake Griffin, former Oklahoma Sooner, which that picture is just killing me. Is the cover athlete for NCAA Basketball 10. Monster Hunter Freedom Unite is out. We know that. So is Transformers. We know that. You can game with the dudes from... not anymore. We're skipping that. Not anymore. We already gamed with them. 2K Sports partners with Tencent.
What?
Is that like 50 Cent's like bank?
It's his nephew.
Is that what you'd call 50 Cent when he goes in debt? 10 Cent? I don't know. That's a bad joke.
That is a bad joke. I don't even know. Game Mechanic Studios and Reverb form a partnership. I've never heard of Game Mechanic Studios. Even though he posted it here, he still told me it was coming out this week. But The Punisher is coming out next week, or this week.
Forgive him, for he knows not.
Oh, he knows. He was just fucking with me.
Well, that might be.
Final Fantasy VII on PSN sells, quote, a ton.
In other news, the sun came up this morning.
It hit the PlayStation Store on June 2nd, over 100,000 downloads in a fortnight. Did you really say Fortnite?
Did you really write Fortnite?
Apparently.
You're fired.
Yay!
A fortnight.
Really? You actually wrote Fortnite on your blog.
What the hell I write half the time.
Fortnite.
We've been through this.
Were you wearing your Renaissance Fair costume when you wrote that?
I was wearing your mom.
My mom doesn't say Fortnite.
Were you polishing up your sword that night?
Were you polishing up your your pork sword?
This isn't news!
Were you wearing a little Peter Pan hat?
Oh, man.
Were you trying to write everything in Old English?
I attempted to, yes.
Were you drinking a lot of Old English?
Man.
That's what we emos do.
Real Time Worlds has announced that they're working on a new project. It's going to be very, very ambitious and probably an MMO.
Oh.
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 Oh, right.
It's a MMO.
Fortnite. I can't get over it.
Oh,
classing the joint up a bit, I guess.
We need some of that.
I come back after 2 weeks. Justin's talking in old English.
Good day to you. Top of the day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to slap me across the face with a glove and challenge me to a duel.
Wait, there was something on there. Did you skip over about Steve Ballmer apologizing?
I don't know if I got to it yet. Am I supposed to be looking at the ones tagged 622?
Oh, shit.
Is he apologizing for being an idiot?
Page. Well, yeah, basically. Did you see that video?
No.
The Steve Ballmer video, dude, is awesome.
Funniest thing ever.
Well,
no, almost.
I did not see it.
You need to watch that. Yeah, that's definitely some funny shit. I'm trying to get this thing to load.
Yeah.
Which
he's
is
like,
just awesome.
He's like, woo! Woo! And he's just,
don't ruin it, Sean.
What is he talking about?
You got to watch the video.
All right. I'll watch it. I'll watch it after we get done with the show.
Amazingly enough, speaking of Bethesda earlier and glitchy games,
uh-huh,
they released the downloadable content Point Lookout for Fallout 3, and it actually worked this time.
What the?
No problem.
I guess id's already, you know,
already having an influence.
That's right.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we need to talk.
Yeah, now they're just going to make a crappy movie about the Oblivion with The Rock in it.
Probably.
Hey, it might be better than the Doom movie.
If you pre-order Assassin's Creed 2 at GameStop, you get a pre-order bonus. Download code for an in-game version of the 15th century Florentine palace, the Palazzo Medici.
Yeah. What do you mean you get an in-game version of it?
That's what it says.
I don't understand, though, what it, like,
you can,
that you can just hang out in,
it
or
just
what?
Fucking, it just shows up.
Yeah, it just shows
you mean
up.
It's, oh.
It's an exclusive building.
Yeah, it's just a building, man.
Yeah,
just hang out in it. You can climb
like
it if you want.
You're like,
Excellent. That's French. You compare the Italians and French one more time, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, Justin's Italian. That's where he learned. That's where he learned Fortnite.
Sorry, man.
That's not Italian. I'm going to punch you both in the face.
Sorry about that. I'm getting my pasta and my crumpets mixed up.
Oh, we're going to fight. Oh, we're going to fight.
Apparently,
sit down and eat a meatball.
Apparently, there are some new 360 wireless microphones coming out.
Hmm. It looks dead on the lips microphones.
That's because Microsoft made the lips microphones.
No, why
gotta love
release
lips.
Another one?
I don't know. I don't care. Nobody bought lips. New Gears of War 2 title update. It's the fourth one, and it just fixes stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Thank God.
That's all good.
Yeah. That's a long list. Yeah, I'll skip that.
Yep.
Tekken 6 pre-order info and release dates have been announced. It will be released on October 27th, 2009 in North America, and Europe, Japan, and Asia to follow shortly thereafter.
Interesting.
You will be able to buy a Fight Stick bundle for 360 and PS3. $149.99.
Holy crap.
But it's a wireless fight stick.
Yeah, it is wireless, which is freaking.
Did that say that the if you pre-order at GameStop, you get
the Penny Arcade?
A Tekken 6 calendar and DLC designed by Penny Arcade.
Yep.
Huh. That's interesting.
Wow.
I wonder what that is.
I wonder what the DLC is. GTA Chinatown Wars is headed to the PSP.
So see, I thought that game used the motion controls pretty heavily.
You mean touch controls?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Touch controls, motion controls. All of Nintendo's buzzwords are... What
Steve Ballmer is sorry. I confused the issue with my poorly chosen words. There is no news in my comments. Things are as reported after E3.
What did he say?
You'll have to watch the video.
Oh, I'll have to watch the video.
Well,
okay.
It has nothing to do with the video. The video had nothing to do with the story.
Oh.
It was just a funny
video. You
know
something?
He announced that Project Natal would be integrated
bundled
with the 2010 relaunch of the
360. Gotcha.
And we get another great picture of Major Nelson.
Oh, that is a fantastic picture of Major
Duct tape on his mouth. He revealed in his podcast that the new Xbox Experience, they're working to make the guide faster. Thank you, Jesus.
Only
time.
With the duct tape on his mouth, it came out.
And it's not going to be called NNXE.
Oh.
Oh, clever. Clever. Whatever. Gru, Mark of the Wolves came out. We know that. And Mass Effect DLC confirmed. There's a new DLC coming for Mass Effect.
Yay.
I thought we were supposed to see more of it.
Of course, I never bought the original DLC for Mass Effect.
I did, but never played it.
I did, and I played it the same day that I downloaded it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You are special.
You are special.
Ed.
Oh.
What? Snap.
I've owned that game for several Fortnites, and I still didn't buy the DLC or play it.
But special Ed? That's what I thought you were talking about. He said Special Ed, and you're like, I've owned that game for several Fortnites.
No, I've owned that DLC for, or that game, Mass Effect, for several Fortnites.
That was an NES game, Special Ed.
Ah.
It was?
Interesting.
Really?
No, that sounds like something I've been on.
But,
fooled you!
So you're a liar.
Don't get fooled
Shut up, Old English.
You won't get fooled again.
I won't get fooled again.
I'm surprised you didn't play Bring Down the Sky. It was actually a pretty good mission.
Yeah, I am. I'm surprised by it too.
Wheels in
I think
the sky,
at that point though,
turning.
It came out right as I was like 60 hours into Mass Effect, and I had other games that I wanted to play that I didn't play because Mass Effect had stolen my life so
much. Actually, I think you already had the game beaten.
Yeah,
by the time it actually came out.
So I was kind of trying to take a little break from Mass Effect when it came out, and then I just never went back and played it.
I need to play more of that.
It's such a great game.
I know a lot of games that I can mention that people need to beat. BioShock.
Who hasn't beat BioShock? You haven't beat BioShock?
No, I'm about still halfway through.
I thought I was late to the party. You haven't beat BioShock either?
No.
I thought I was late to the party beating it a year after it came out.
You know, people just stop listening to your comments now. You're not the icon you used to be. Your Twitter followers are going down to 5 now.
You really do. You
crap.
Because
people are like, Gambus County, no gamer, you're going to beat BioShock.
You haven't had it spoiled for you, have you?
Yeah.
I'm about to do it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I made him
tell me because I didn't know if I was going to finish it.
Oh, gotcha.
I want to go for the good ending is what I'm trying to go for.
See, the game actually depressed me.
It depresses me that you didn't beat it.
Yeah, I know. But
that sounds like an excuse.
But
you beat it?
I didn't say I didn't beat it. I'm not making excuses. It didn't depress me.
I was playing as the bad guy. I was being mean. And then at the there was something that happens, and someone says that he's the one that hurts the girls, and it was just something about that. It was just like, oh,
dude,
man.
Nobody else is worried about spoilers but you.
Everybody.
The game's two years old now.
Yeah. But anyway, after that twist, I don't know, it was kind of unsettling. But I do want to play it again.
It is a great game.
I want to actually play through it as a good guy this time.
All right, we got some
time.
You know
what game, before I do some questions, that I picked up at that Best Buy sale is Too Human. I haven't played it yet.
Oh,
it's a good game. It's a good game. It's not great, but it's good. It's really good, though.
Yeah, I beat it, too. Did you beat it?
Did
you beat anything?
He's the new boogeyman.
Yeah. I don't beat any game.
I just played Too Human again not too long ago. Like a month and a half ago.
Online on that again, though.
Yeah, the online.
It's too bad we all can't play.
No, that's
yeah,
right. No
that's
four
true.
Player. I forgot about that. It was only two.
The problem with
they're still saying that the second one's in development, so we'll keep my fingers crossed.
The problem I have is I'm always buying games every week that have over 100 hours worth of gameplay.
Yeah.
And then I only end up playing a couple hours per week of any game.
I'm going to be real disappointed if the rest of the games in the Too Human story don't get finished because
like
Advent Rising because I really like this,
about that.
I really like the story in Too Human.
I am still way pissed about the Advent Rising thing.
I honestly feel that Mass Effect will actually end up being the first true
planned trilogy
that actually
comes to fruition.
What about Halo?
Well, we all know that
really wasn't a planned trilogy.
You're talking from the very, very beginning?
Yeah, I'm talking from the very, very beginning.
I don't think they planned on doing past 3, though.
Yeah.
I think it just took off.
I think they plan on doing 45 of them now.
Thing is, though, I love the Halo universe, though. I like the Halo games.
I do, too.
I actually beat all 3 of them. Ugh.
I think the Mass Effect universe is much better than the Halo universe, but I enjoy them both greatly.
All right, here we go. Question time. Flex.
Oh, yeah.
Flex says, hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Hello.
Flexing right now in honor of your name.
Yeah. Thanks for answering my questions a few months back. I really appreciate it, and thank you for a great show every week. You guys all seem really honest, good people.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That is why I like the show so much. I love the new videos you guys put up. Yeah, sorry, we haven't done one of those lately.
Yeah,
we're rethinking
the video idea, trying to make it even better. So just bear with us. It will come. We have a lot of footage laying around that we're going to use.
It will come.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of footage laying around we're going to use, but we...
Speaking of video, you should go watch Gambus and Mine's video from the Major League Gaming event
a couple weeks ago. Or our roundtables that we
did. Or the roundtables, yeah.
Or the roundtables.
Those videos were classic.
Yeah, I actually got a little bit of hate on those videos.
Yeah, you did get a lot of hate on those videos.
Including someone who said it looked like Master Chief was humping you in the butt.
Yes.
His first question says, my 60 gig PS3 broke a few months back. Just 1 month after I upgraded to a Sony Bravia.
That's a dagger to the heart.
And it was over a year old, so I have to pay to fix it, which is the same price as a new one in Cape Town, South Africa, where I live.
Wow, that's no good.
After all this time, I've still not got myself a new PS3 because I lost my faith a little bit in the hardware, and now I don't have any money to throw around, so I'm a bit scared to buy a product that has burned me once already.
It's understandable.
I can see that.
A lot of people feel that way about the 360.
I think every 360 owner feel that way. What are you talking about? Now I'm playing my PSP instead, so I was wondering if you guys could help me a bit and tell me what is each of your top five PSP games. I want a few ideas for what games I should try next. Dude, if you haven't played God of War,
God of War.
That now.
God of War for sure. Monster Hunter, as we were discussing, is one of my top five games. The MLB The Show actually always puts out a really good PSP game. If you're living in South Africa, I don't know how big into baseball you are, but if you like baseball games, MLB The Show is always really good on the PSP. Let's see. What else do I really like on my PSP?
There's a lot of compilation games like the Capcom Capcom Classics Collection. And then the SNK Collection. Those are pretty. Those look really nice.
You should buy Mega Man Powered Up.
There you go.
Mega Man Powered Up. You should recommend Patapon.
That's a very good suggestion.
You should definitely buy Holy Invasion of Privacy Batman.
No one's talking about the sequel for Patapon. That just kind of flew.
I don't know. It just kind of. I didn't even play it, to be honest with you. It just kind of flew under the radar. You know what else is really good, actually, on the PSP or the Siphon Filter games on PSP?
Yes.
Those are really good.
Siphon Filter games are excellent on the PSP.
And Metal Gear Portable Ops is pretty decent.
Metal Gear.
Portable Ops.
PSP.
Meryl. Your mom.
Kojima's got three ideas for the next one. None of them make any sense.
Kojima's insane. I know.
So do the Enders.
That's part of his charm.
Boogers. Castlevania. I'm making it. Castlevania. By Kojima. Dracula.
Oh, good old Trace. I'm waiting for him to turn whatever Belmont is in the next Castlevania into an eye patch wearing, cigarette smoking, gravelly voiced question asker.
Dracula?
Castle.
Dracula.
Knight.
You want to mess with me?
Candlesticks.
Question.
And there'll be some kind of big plot twist.
Whip. Sneak around your ass.
All right, well, that's enough of that.
I wonder if there's going to be a cardboard box in the next California.
Throwing axe.
Your mom. Anyway.
Giant spinny cross.
Question two. Do you guys hang out together a lot when you're not doing the show, or do you mostly see each other when you record the show?
Used to.
Yeah, not as much anymore.
Too damn busy.
We're all so damn busy. That's the problem.
Some of us grew up and got married.
Yeah, that's a that's a good point.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Although I do have a new board game for all us to play, so we'll have to get together again. So it's called Apples to Apples. Have you played that?
I've heard it.
Oh, it's fun.
When I went to school this past year, I heard about that.
Yeah,
game.
It's a lot of fun. If out there in listening land, if you haven't played Apples to Apples, it's a lot of fun too.
I can't believe how long it's been since we had a rock band party.
No doubt.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Dude.
I guess the last time we recorded Gambus.
Yeah,
that's the last time we played Rock Band together.
Yeah, we played four.
Which nobody's still seen that, so thanks for ruining it. We knew that.
Nobody else said that.
Yeah, we did say that.
Oh, we did?
Multiple times.
Yeah, we did say that.
Okay, never mind.
We used to hang out a lot more than we do now because we're all old.
Yeah, we're old.
If you listen to previous podcasts, you'll know how we met.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but we can't really specifically say which episodes.
Because we've
mentioned it on several.
Yeah.
I used to play a lot of PC games when I was young, like Doom, Day of the Tentacle, Duke Nukem, Another World, Frogger, Dig Dug, Larry, Wolf 3D, Stunts, Commander Keen, etc.
Oh, Commander Keen.
I mostly play console games now because of the constant upgrading I had to do to play PC games. I want to know if you guys have played any good PC games in those days and what were your favorites.
Oh, yeah. You're naming my wheelhouse right now, actually. I I used to play games on my 486 all the time.
I was a Doomaholic.
I had a 386, so
nice.
Mine wasn't nearly as good. But I do remember playing the game called The Seventh Guest.
Seventh Guest.
Yes. I remember that game.
I was actually quite groundbreaking at the time.
I played a lot of Star Wars Rebel Assault, which was a great game. I played a lot of a game called Rise of the Triad, which was sort
of a Doom clone. Awesome.
But it was a fantastic game.
I remember that game.
Played a lot of a game called Strife, which was another Doom-style game that was a lot of fun. I was huge on the Ultima games, games.
Ultima's a great series.
But especially Ultima Underworld, Ultima 7, and Ultima 8. Those were my favorites.
Remember the one where it's like, it begins in like the temporary modern world, and it's like a dimensional portal that sucks you into an alternate dimension?
Yeah, there's actually another one too. They made a game called The Savage Empire that actually... Basically, you're sucked into a world that has like Indians, and it's really, really odd. But you actually run into characters who are named very closely and act very closely as characters that are also in other Ultima games. It was pretty cool.
Sweet. So it's like an alternate universe.
Yeah, basically. I have the fondest memories though of Ultima Underworld because it was kind of my first person RPG experience, and it's very, very good, very good game.
The next question can be answered in an older episode, but he wants to know the origin behind the small feet joke.
Yeah, he wants to know why I make fun of you for your feet being small all the time. I make fun of him for it because his feet are small. It's like he runs around on hooves, to be honest. He's got two little pirate peg legs that he runs around on with suction cups at the bottom. He doesn't even buy shoes.
Wow.
When you hear him running through the streets, like...
Sounds like horse hooves, basically. No.
But very
Killer Wolverine...
Quiet.
accidentally tried on some women's shoes, and they fit. Tennis shoes, it should be mentioned. They weren't like pumps or heels.
Well,
or anything.
Yeah, obviously.
But yeah, he has small feet.
I was misled by someone else in this room, and I still blame him to this day.
But it's okay because we still love him.
I didn't put them on. That's for sure.
Shut up. You led me in that direction. You're like, oh, these look nice. Oh, yeah, they're my size. Fuck you!
Even though his feet could be best described as cloven.
Cloven. Jeez.
All right, the next question, we're going to have to pause for laughter. It's from Alkaline Voodoo. He says, I got sort of a weird question I guess you'd want to say. Down here in Louisiana, and especially where I live, we are called Cajuns or coon ass.
Or what?
Coon ass.
Coon ass.
That's what it says, coon ass.
Coon ass.
Cajuns or coon ass.
Wow.
All right. Go ahead and laugh. He'll sit back and wait. Anyway, what are y'all called up there? Don't ask me why I thought of this. I heard it on the 511 podcast that y'all need questions, so there you go.
We're Buckeyes up here is our state nickname.
Or Rednecks. We get that.
Yeah, we get Redneck or Hillbilly.
Rednecks.
Hillbilly is mostly to the south of us in Kentucky, but we're pretty close to Kentucky, so we could probably be called Hillbillies too.
Here's the strange dilemma of being in Ohio. People, like, on the West Coast and the East Coast, like California and New York City, they refer to us as, you know, hicks, rednecks, hillbillies in Ohio. However, in Kentucky, they think of us as city folk.
Right.
We're
the city folk to them.
We're the city folk to them, but to people on the coasts, we're the hillbillies and rednecks.
Yeah, and they refer to us as hillbilly and redneck, but we know what hillbilly and redneck really is.
Yeah, yeah, we know what them's like.
So
I wonder if you got that cool Creole accent.
Creole accent?
Yeah, man.
Dude, Creole, awesome.
Yeah. That like is a pretty Creole cool accent. So you'll have to let us know if you have a Creole accent.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Like Gambit.
Yeah. Shot Caller says, what it do, N4G crew? Shot Caller here with a Q or two just for you.
Wow, he changed it up a little bit.
Man,
number
nice.
One, in my last post, I told you fine gentlemen that I took a job at a local game store. My goal was to put myself in a position to get a feel in the gaming industry. Now, my question is if you're in my shoes, trying to make a small presence in the gaming world. What would you guys do, and describe the steps you would take?
That's an interesting dilemma.
I mean, probably the easiest thing is just get yourself a blog spot.
Yeah, definitely make a blog.
And start talking about stuff there. Post your, stay active on internet forums and stuff like that. That's probably the easiest way to sort of get your foot in the door. I don't know. Zero is probably the best one to answer this because I'm just sort of along for the ride. I ended up connected to all this through him. So, and it was from working at a game store, coincidentally.
Yeah, there's usually a guy at a game store that runs a website.
Yeah, almost always. Just about every game store has some guy that runs a website.
It's kind of like one of those chain reaction things where you know someone who knows someone.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely a lot of our success we have to attribute to Mr. Dusty.
Yeah.
Because his idea for N4G took off huge, and we kind of went along for the ride for that.
Yeah.
But we've definitely established a nice little presence of our own.
It's all about networking.
And it depends on the presence that you want to have. I mean, if you're looking for... if you're looking to have like a podcast style, we record in Audacity. It's a free program. So you can download that and record your own podcast, and you can post it on a blog if you have a blog, or if you have a video camera, post it on YouTube. I mean, the best part, if you're planning to be a writer in the game industry, just make sure you write a lot and send it to different people. What are you?
I'm reading the next question. Oh. I'm laughing my ass off.
oh, that's awesome. We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, just if you're planning to be a writer, just write a lot and send your stuff to different websites, see if they'll post it or see what they think of it, and that's probably your best.
Holy shit.
But yeah, your next question's hilarious.
Wow.
That is a pretty funny question.
Number two. Now that E3 has come to an end, what games are tickling your gaming spot? Ha ha ha, G-spot. And what of the new motion fad that the industry has grabbed onto tighter than Killer Wolverine's mom at the local buffet?
Wow.
What the shit?
Oh, that's awesome.
Now that the other two companies have made that step, what does the future hold? Just kidding, busting your balls. Plus, I got to back up my boy Boogeyman.
Never mind on that one. No comment.
Oh, he called your mom fat.
Hey, at least he posted just kidding.
That's true.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
He's just busting your balls.
That's true.
Since E3 has come and went, I don't really care about the motion control fad. I think it's neat.
Yeah.
I think all three companies are doing something cool.
I don't think it's a fad anymore. I think it'll always be... with video gaming for here on out.
Think so?
Yeah, along with...
Polly?
What?
Sorry. Along came Polly, is what he was going for.
The thing is, there's some people that are like, is motion control going to replace the joypad? No, it's not.
Right.
I think that...
So there's your answer, if people have been wondering.
I think that there'll be certain games that use motion control, while there'll be certain other games for the same system that, you know, use controllers, traditional controllers. So
it's a nice alternative.
In my opinion, it's bringing a wider variety into the gaming industry. And it's actually probably one of the best things that has ever happened to the overall industry, especially considering the Nintendo Wii. Because think about it. You have all this whole new... audience.
A whole new world.
Yeah. No. This whole new
dazzling
audience.
Place
that
motion
are
control
buying video
and
games.
Shovelware.
The thing is, granted, yeah, they buy casual games and crap like that. But
yeah,
you know
all
what?
Your games
the more
crap.
The more they stick with this quote unquote casual gaming, the bigger chance that they'll get a taste of a mainstream game because they, you know, how somebody knows somebody who knows somebody, and they'll end up being a...
And they tell two friends.
And they tell two friends. And then next thing you know, the casual gamer might step their game up, if you will, and maybe start buying some...
That's how
I don't see that happening all that much
that's
right now,
you
though.
You know the Wii has taken off and, you know... well, I lost my train of thought.
Come on the train.
Well, it's just... See, it shows you what the Wii's actually done, because now Sony and Microsoft are like, oh, shit, they're succeeding in this, so let's capitalize on that. while Sony is going the same way as the Wii, maybe a little bit better, I don't know, it doesn't look any better, but Microsoft is taking the game further.
See, I was of the same opinion originally that the Wii was sort of a good thing for the industry because it would probably bring more people into the hardcore market. But, I mean, we're, what, 2 years in, 2.5 years into the life cycle? Three years into the life cycle of the Wii, and I don't see it happening. Like, I don't see people migrating from the Wii to hardcore games like I assumed
the thing
that
is,
they
I mean,
would.
You might not hear about it, and you might not see it, but I'm sure that it's happening. And as a matter of fact, the Nintendo Wii, besides just sales, besides just making money, they've actually put gaming in the mainstream media's target. And I truly think that this the industry overall of gaming is probably double the strength due to the Nintendo Wii, and you know because we're in this financial crisis, you know the whole economy thing. I honestly think that if the Nintendo Wii did not come out, the video game industry would actually be in much more trouble than what they are now. They're very strong right now, and I think that a large portion of that has to do with the Nintendo Wii.
I disagree with that completely.
You disagree with that?
I disagree with that. I think the video game market would be just as strong.
I think it'd be strong, but I think it'd probably be not nearly as strong.
You won't have as much, you know, families playing together because that's essentially what the Wii is going for.
Yeah, but it's a cultural movement.
Oh, I agree. It is. And they started something, you know, that we all thought would be a gimmick. And sure, some of it, most of it is. But
yeah.
Now look at Microsoft and Sony trying to capitalize on that success.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think that the success of the PlayStation 2 probably had more to do with the size of the hardcore gaming population as it stands now. And in terms of the percentage of the overall population than the Wii has.
And the other factor that also jumped gaming industry a gigantic boost has to be the rhythm action games or the music games.
Yeah,
Guitar true. Hero.
Very true.
Yeah.
All right, we move on to number three. Susie wants me to answer this one first, but the Metal Gear series has now broke the barrier of systems. With MGS Rising sneaking its way onto the 360, my biggest concern is how do you think the people of the 360 will take in this new and one great gaming franchise, greatest gaming franchise on the planet? I'm really happy Metal Gear is coming to the 360. Me, personally, I don't see an issue because most people who play on the 360 have played Metal Gear. And I do believe that Rising is going to be more of an action game, which sits really well on the 360. So I think that it's really a good thing that the game is going to see a bigger audience now because maybe it will take a game that's already great and make it even better because it's a bigger audience, personally.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
going along with the Metal Gear question, now that Snake is taking a well-deserved vacation from action, what do you predict Raiden will be up to in the next installment of the series? And I can only say lots and lots of ass whooping.
Yeah, I imagine there's going to be a considerable amount of whooping of ass.
And a lot of high-tech gadgetry.
Oh, my God.
And some crazy mech Metal Gear action.
All right. We're going to try to get through this one before the show ends.
This will probably be the last one, though.
Dizlowboy says, hey, crew, Dizlowboy 916.
It's me, Dizlowboy.
Here sitting with my woman, Dizlow Girl 916. Cute, right? She wants to know if you're all such gaming geeks, do your women, girlfriends, or wives game as well, or at least how do they feel about gaming being such a big part of your everyday life?
My wife, I wouldn't call her a gamer. She loves Rock Band, though, and she loves Wii Fit. She loves Wii Sports. She's a casual gamer, I would refer to her as. But she's fine with gaming being such a big part of my life.
See, my wife, she's a gamer, but not like a gamer. She plays what she likes, which she likes Rock Band. She likes Resident Evil. She likes Silent Hill. She got obsessed with Viva Pinata and Two Worlds. So it's not like she's not a casual gamer by any means, but it's because she doesn't play the casual games, but
She's got very specific tastes.
She has very specific tastes. When Resident Evil 5 came out, I mean, I didn't even get to touch anything for like a week. It was ridiculous. As far as my life, she's very happy that I'm a geek because it, you know, it totally takes away the worry of me going out and cheating or drinking or doing dumb shit all the time.
Yeah, going out, partying.
I never go anywhere. I just sit and play games.
That's
online.
A solid point.
Yeah.
End up in a dumpster somewhere.
She's very supportive of my hobby and my business life of working with video games. It's not a joke to her, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What about you, sir?
She plays sometimes. She really likes to just sit back and watch me play them, mainly the horror games she likes to watch me play, like Fear and Resident Evil and Silent Hill. So,
what about you, Gambus?
She's very supportive of it, too.
What about me?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm single. I'm single right
he's
now.
Single, he's yeah. single and ready to mingle.
Yeah, right now I'm single.
Oh, this next yeah. question, I got this next part's just going to be yeah. funny. Now that her question is out of the way, I got to start by apologizing to the crew if my Twitter antics of describing what you guys look like offended you.
No, we didn't get offended, trust me.
Please understand that it was all in good fun, although I meant what I said about it. I wasn't meant to insult everyone. Zero, stop eating people, and I won't call you Gabe Newell. Gambus, step out of your shitty movie skills, and I won't call you Uwe Ball. Killer Wolverine, oh. you're my fave, but sorry, man, you need to shave, because I never knew of such a thing as redneck Italians. And Wombat, you're the worst of them all, as your baby face really makes you look like a 13-year-old virgin boy standing in line for an underwear commercial.
Wow. Standing in line for an underwear commercial.
Guys, I'm not insulting you, I'm just telling you the truth. Don't be angry. Me making fun of you is more enjoyable content than you guys have provided on the podcast all year.
That's the truth, actually.
I'm just kidding.
No, that is the truth.
Anyways, on to the real questions.
No, I thought.
And when did you
funny,
see me in my underwear? I want to know.
He's got that camera in your house. You know what I'm saying?
Creepy ass.
As much as the world hates Nintendo and the Wii,
the world
it has what? Sold 50 million consoles, yet it's neglected the hardcore gamers and gamers like us, i.e., me and you guys. Would you care if the Nintendo Wii disappeared? Would it affect the gaming world we now have in that way? I ask because it's been said before by hardcore gamers that the Wii needs to go away, but I have to disagree as much as I shit on my Wii. I think that if the Nintendo Wii didn't exist, the gaming world...
That'll void the warranty, by the way, just so you know.
...would be worse. For example, like I said, the Wii sold 50 million plus consoles. Think of a gaming world with 50 million less consoles sold. That would take so much out of the console sales numbers and minus all the games sold as well. The gaming world would be billions of dollars less. What are your thoughts?
Yes, I totally agree.
I agree.
I think it would have an impact.
Oh,
definitely.
It would have a large impact.
We would get our shit back. It would be ours again.
The nice thing, though, about the Nintendo Wii is that it has brought a lot of innovation to the other companies as well. So even though a lot of the games on the Wii are shovelware crap,
it's forcing everybody else to think outside the box.
Yeah, and they have put out some really good games, like Mad World.
The Wii is just, it's everywhere. I mean, they're in hotels. They're in YMCAs, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So it's getting new players. It's making old players active.
Yeah.
It's doing some good things, but even though it has a shit ton of crap.
Yes, it does.
But it's bringing families together. It's, you know, I don't know. It's got its own mark on the gaming world, and it would be a big notice.
Wolverine's mom takes it with her to the buffet.
Apparently. She's got to lose all that weight, goddamn fat ass.
Oh, my Lord. No, I think the Wii's a very good thing, and I don't want it to go away.
Yeah.
Does your mom have small feet, too?
Probably, you know, me and my brother, minus the one freak show, is the tallest in our family.
Really?
Oh, we have a cousin, though, that's like 6'5".
Jeez.
Where the fuck he came from, I have no idea.
Mailman.
An alien.
6 foot tall mailman.
Oh, God.
Sony and Microsoft are at each other's throats.
Indeed.
Seeing what happened with the PS2 and Dreamcast, do you think something can happen where either party throws in the towel? Why or why not?
No.
These two companies got way too much money and way too big of fan bases to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give up.
No. Yeah. The Dream, I mean, To be honest, the Dreamcast never had a chance against the PS2.
No.
Even though, in my opinion, the games, I love my Dreamcast. I love the games it had for it. It never had a chance against the PS2.
No, it was such a great system.
But it had so much potential.
It did have a lot of potential.
Came at the wrong time.
But, I mean, it came when Sega's hardware, I mean, was already in its death throes. It was sort of Sega's last-ditch effort in terms of hardware, and it just didn't have a chance to stand up to the PS2.
It actually did 2D graphics better than the PS2.
Yeah, it was a
beautiful but it
system.
Also came at the time when 2D graphics were nobody cared about.
Nobody
them anymore.
Cared about those anymore.
Yeah, but all of a sudden everybody's starting to care now.
With, yeah, now.
That's now.
Blaze Blue and
you can.
I can guarantee you, Blaze Blue won't sell.
You can
super amounts.
You're right.
Yeah.
What are some problems you guys see in the gaming world, and what is acceptable as a problem that you would deal with and wouldn't deal with? I myself am on my sixth Xbox 360. Three years ago, I would have never said I'd keep going back and buying another Xbox, but six consoles later, here I am accepting the 360 hardware problems. What do you guys think?
I'm on my third Xbox. Luckily, mine have been fixed for free. But yeah, I mean, to me, that hardware failure, like, that's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
Yeah. To me, the next generation of gaming needs to be reliable in terms of hardware.
Past two generations haven't been.
Yeah.
With the PS2 and now the 360.
But it hasn't been as bad as it is this generation. I mean, you could say that it has, but in sheer percentage-wise, not nearly as bad.
It was bad.
It's been bad since we went CD.
Yeah.
You know something? That is very true.
Ever since we went disc-based, we've had
honestly, though, the Nintendo, the original NES had a lot of hardware problems,
too.
Yeah,
but you could fix
those. So did the Sega Genesis.
But you could fix those.
The thing is, those were
dust
Those were actual
dust
hardware.
Issues.
They also had the Sega Genesis had a hardware problem in terms of the AC adapter for the power.
You know, I remember that. Yeah, you're right.
The Nintendo had a hardware problem in terms of the carriage that held the game when it went up.
Well, didn't the PS2 have the same problem? Or was it the Xbox? It was the Xbox that had the
power app. Yeah, the AC power adapter problem.
Thing is, though, the original Nintendo in Japan is called the Famicom.
Right.
Famicom did not have that problem at all because it had the top loading door with the spring.
It doesn't matter. We're always going to have hardware problems. Just hopefully not to this extent.
Someone in Nintendo of America, you know, thought of the stupid idea of hey, let's change the whole casing of the system, you know. And that's what the NES was.
Hardware problems are acceptable, but not to the 360's extent.
No, but we still keep buying them.
Yeah.
Even the Atari had hardware problems. Where the switches would stick.
And that's
inevitable,
dusting.
Though.
Yeah.
So
that's some major dust problems on that.
All right, trying to move through. We're running out of time. What counts as a great game? I don't mean something just worth forking over $60. I mean something you would tackle your grandmother out of the way for.
Something that shows me.
It's got to have an awesome story.
Awesome story, and you get to see something that you've never seen before.
See, none of that matters to me.
Yeah,
only thing that I care about is that I'm going to keep playing it over and over and over and
over. If I have a great time playing it, it's a great game to me. Yeah. That's why I like Two Human and Two Worlds.
That's
I had
why
great
I still play StarCraft.
Them.
You know,
StarCraft is incredible.
So I guess it's to each their own.
Yep,
if you have
exactly.
fun playing it, it's a great game.
Based on your answer above, can a great game be something that sucks?
As was just mentioned, yes it can.
Too human.
For example, I've heard you guys say a great game is something you had fun playing, right?
There you go. Yeah, you read our minds.
What if I told you I had fun playing Two Human and Two Worlds?
I'd say you are correct. They were both fun games.
It's not a jab at Wombat. Okay, maybe it is. But obviously neither of those two games are great games. But if someone had fun with it, would you call it a great game?
Yeah, I consider them great games because I had great fun playing them. In terms of quality, I would not say they were great games, but I had a lot of fun playing them, so they're great to me.
Yes.
All right. Based on your answer above, again, can you ever tell someone else that a console or game is better than the other? For example, if I told you Metal Gear Solid series is worth shooting Jesus in the face for, you'd all probably agree with me.
I would not agree with you.
No, no.
I wouldn't agree.
The graphics, gameplay, story, all of that, all of what makes the Metal Gear Solid series a true classic. But what if you told someone all of that, but they don't like the game? They don't like games that play like Metal Gear. Does it still give you reason enough to say, dude, you're wrong, Metal Gear's the shit? Does his disliking of the way a game is is and plays enough reason to say Metal Gear ain't the shit. Although we all know Metal Gear is greater than God, and Hideo Kojima should be hailed as the king of the universe. I'm just saying.
Something tells me this guy's a huge Kojima fan.
You think?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's any reason you can ever tell somebody something is better than something else. Because it's all a matter of opinion.
Well, I mean, the only time I would disagree with that is if there is actually a substantial, like, if there is a substantiated proof that the game is better. Like, if the Wii version of a game comes out and it is exactly the same except the frame rate drops to 5 halfway through the game, then I would say, you know, substantially, the 360 version is better than the Wii version.
What if somebody said something like Doom was better than Halo 3?
That's their opinion.
That's their opinion. Yeah.
It's all about, like you said, it's
thing is,
opinion.
Though, I would have to be forced to say you're wrong.
But how can an opinion be wrong? That's my question to everyone, these fanboys.
Say, I disagree.
How can an opinion be wrong?
Well, the thing is, me being the non-confrontational person that I am in real life, I would probably agree with you. Yeah.
How can you prove an opinion wrong?
You can't.
You can't.
So it's all based on opinion.
Are there any celebrities you'd like to see in a game? Personally, I'd like to see Miley Cyrus in the next Guitar Hero game, Avril Lavigne in the next Skate 3, and Christian Bale in Batman Arkham Asylum. Where are they?
Well,
Christian Bale's probably off making 4 new movies.
Miley Cyrus is swimming in a giant pool of money.
Yeah.
While her dad sings Achy Breaky Heart in the background. And I think Avril Lavigne is probably begging on a street corner somewhere.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. She's actually still very successful. It just seems like you don't really hear anything out of her
lately.
I saw
my actor in a game with Brutal Legend. So
Brutal! Oh, you like Jack Black,
don't you?
Jack Black. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I don't really care about celebrities in games. I thought the Ghostbusters thing was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't.
I think Christopher Walken would be a cool game, video game character if he played a.
I'd play a video game that was just Christopher Walken walking around,
talking
like,
to people,
doing whatever he does in real life. I would play that game.
Silvertown.
Live as Christopher Walken. I would buy that day one.
That would be.
You're talking to me all wrong.
Yeah.
As of this moment, I'm watching a video of the pre-show just so I can make more fun of you guys.
Nice, thanks.
Don't you wish you wouldn't have recorded yourselves now? Anyways, let's pretend you were the people I described you as. Gabe Newell, Uwe Ball, redneck Italian guy, 13-year-old underwear model. Come up with a short story containing all these characters. Don't chicken out. You know the fans are listening are going to get a great laugh. Don't disappoint.
I think you should do that. That would be funnier coming from you, actually.
Let's see. I'm thinking that 13-year-old underwear model shows up for an audition for a Uwe Boll film where the redneck Italian guy is a grip on set, and then Gabe Newell shows up and eats everybody.
Yeah, it'd be more funny just loud boy if you did it. So,
thing is,
you're probably right.
I'm wondering why he says I have crappy taste in movies.
He didn't say you had crappy taste in movies. He just said you were Uwe Boll.
He said you looked like Uwe Boll, so stop making crappy movies, is what he said. Either that or...
nothing about your movie taste.
Yeah, you like Transformers too.
Oh, God, here
we go. I had to question that.
How do you have a redneck Italian guy? That's kind of...
Dude, I just keep picturing him looking like...
I'm going to eat a spice and eat a ball.
Looking like Matt Stone from
Eating
from
a whole lot of spaghetti.
Yeah, with the
mullet and the big stash.
Yeah, man.
I see that. I see him looking like that, walking around. Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's me, Mario.
Luigi. I'm here to eat all your SpaghettiOs.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm only going to ask you of this once before I break your legs.
With my hammer here.
It's hammer in the
he's
time.
He's got a plate of spaghetti on blocks in his front yard.
Last question. This may be a touchy subject, but a serious one.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys agree with the... what can be done and what can't be done in gaming guidelines? Is it hypocrisy when we have World War II games coming out every 2 weeks, but a game like 6 Days in Fallujah causes such an uproar? In my opinion, if you can make a movie out of it, why not make a game out of it? It's okay for me to kill Asians, Jews, and Germans in Call of Duty 5. No one makes a peep. But when a Muslim massacre comes out, all of a sudden people get their feelings hurt. Another example again, Call of Duty 4, you're basically hunting terrorists of Muslim descent and shooting and killing them. Well, doesn't that sound like Muslim massacre just done differently? In Call of Duty, you get 5 kills straight without dying. You get to call an airstrike onto wherever on the map. So what if someone made a game that when the terrorist gets 5 kills, that he drops a bomb on the World Trade Center where people get their feelings hurt? Would it be quote-unquote wrong now? Please note, everybody listening, I'm not advocating any kind of violence towards anybody or any people. What I'm against right now is bullshit guidelines in gaming telling me what I can't play and what I can. I'm 24, and if Konami wants to make 6 days in Fallujah, why make it a problem? Please be honest about this subject, as I know for a fact that the gamers listening to this podcast, listen to this question, probably feel the same way I do.
With the Trade Center, that's still a little touchy. It'll always be touchy. Yeah. Just like the Holocaust, but he's got a point. We do kill, you know, the Germans and all
Well,
of that.
I think...
But the Fallujah thing...
People are always...
It's still a little too going on.
It's too soon?
It's too soon, because, I mean, look at World War II. I mean, when video games took off, how long did it take for World War II to actually, you know, make an appearance in video games?
I think do agree once that the there's conflict, a window of time.
Yes.
Yes.
I think once the conflict is said and done, a couple years later. A
couple generations later.
Yeah. Come out with it. It's just, it's too soon.
You just got to wait. It's not a matter of, like, what the gaming guidelines in. It's just a matter of the people making the games having the respect and a little bit of...
I'll tell
hesitation
you, the
6 days
of Fallujah sounded kind of interesting because it came from the point of view from the military.
Right.
It was just going to be, it was, you know, true story and how everything was going on, see it from the perspective of, you know, the troops over there. I would like to see it come to fruition, but, like, it's going to have to wait.
Yeah. I do agree to an extent that it is, there is a double standard in terms of what's considered appropriate in games and what's not considered appropriate in games. And, I mean, the reason behind that, and it's always going to exist, is that people always people are always going to get their feelings hurt or get their panties in a bunch about stuff that personally affects them more than anybody else. That's just always going to happen.
Right.
I do think that there's a window of time on certain games and things like that. I don't think that... I mean, to be completely honest, I think we're probably just now in this generation, both in terms of technology and in terms of emotional impact, just now probably ready for games about the Vietnam conflict and maybe the first Desert Storm.
Yeah.
But the other problem is when you make a game like 6 Days to Fallujah or whatever, 6 Days in Fallujah, whatever it was called, I mean, you have a lot of the soldiers from that conflict who are still very, very... connected to that conflict. They still have people that are over there fighting in it that are friends of theirs. If they're not due to go back there themselves, I mean, that's still an ongoing conflict. So I think that's, I think maybe it's just a little too soon for that game.
And there's a lot of soldiers that we have that are also gamers.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
And it would be...
Well, that's why this guy wanted to make it.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be pretty messed up if somebody had a flashback via a video game?
It's going to happen no matter what anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they could probably have a flashback triggered from another war game, too. It doesn't have to be their conflict.
What was that Desert Storm game?
Conflict.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, essentially, except for that's, you know, not based from a
soldier. I just, like I said, you know, considering there's still active fighting going on over there, considering that not just our country, but other countries still have troops over there, you've got people back home who still have friends over there. But you've got people back home that still have family over there.
You can make movies about, you know, the tragedy that was 9/11. Why not games?
Because the
it depends on who you are.
Honestly, I think it would depend on the game about 9/11. Yeah. I mean, the two movies that came out about 9/11 were. They were widely accepted because they were both stories of heroism,
yes,
and they were very respectful of the event.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you were somehow able to release a game that sort of shined a spotlight on the heroism and was respectful to the event, It wouldn't be an issue.
I think honestly, would it be any kind of controversy?
No, because I honestly, if you made a game where you played at, if someone made a game, for instance, where you played as a New York City Police Department officer on 9/11, that was rescuing people from the building or trying to rescue people from the building, I honestly don't think it would cause a controversy.
Even though it probably would, it would be the least controversial way to approach it.
Yeah, because, I mean, even both movies about 9/11 that came out had a little bit of controversy,
too.
Well,
right, because of the way they came out so soon.
Right. But, I mean, like I said, that died down pretty quickly, and both movies were accepted because they were, you know, stories of heroism. And I think that a game would be the same way. I think you could make a 9/11 game that was respectful, and people would buy it.
But on the other end, and when you know, I don't know. I'm sure they don't make games based on, you know, where you're at in the country.
Right.
But if you had the, you know, the terrorist perspective, if they had a game over there, it would be, you know, good on their part. But over here, we would just get all
in
uproar.
It'd be in really bad taste if it's from the terrorist perspective.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying
no. He's
maybe,
saying
I'm
that
saying
it would be if there was a game made from the terrorist perspective, it would be received in the parts of the world that. Are sympathetic to the terrorists.
That's true, yeah.
Whereas, you know, it's all about viewpoint, honestly, just like everything.
Viewpoint and the way it's delivered.
Perspective, yeah.
Well, I guess either way, there's always going to be that controversy.
Right. There's always going to be somebody who
doesn't
like it.
Until video games become more mainstream and accepted as that medium.
Right. And on top of that, the 9/11 event wasn't just soldiers. It was
innocent people.
Innocent people, right. Civilians, and a lot of people throughout the country
that was
knew
World War II,
someone
right.
that was...
World War II. Same thing.
You're right. There were, I mean, there were a lot of... But you can go into whether or not it's different because it was an actual active conflict or not. But, I mean, the bottom line is, anytime you take on a touchy subject like that, especially something that recent, somebody's going to be offended by it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, whether or not that means you shouldn't make the game... I'm not so sure about that, but.
All right, to wrap this up, thanks, guys. You're all a great bunch. I love the show. I still listen, and to this day, I still listen to old podcasts. As one podcast a week just isn't enough. You guys may not know it, but you're an inspiration to some folks that love gaming through your antics and jokes and basic love for gaming. I've convinced myself to involve myself in gaming journalism.
Nice. Well, that's good to hear.
Insert cheap plug here with thegameraccess.com. And we'll also be a part of, insert cheap plug again, the GamerAccess.com's podcast, where I will cold-heartedly rip material from you guys. Yes, even the jokes. Why? Because you
even
can't.
Even the terrible jokes.
Even the terrible jokes, because you can't sue me. None of you guys get paid to do the show, and neither do I. Keep rocking. Peace.
Nice. Steal all you want to.
If you steal too much, nobody will listen.
That's true.
All right, we got to run our shout-outs fast. We're way over.
Yeah. Let me pull out the old
you
Twitter box.
You should have
box.
This ready, motherfucker.
Hey, shut your mouth.
I will shut it when I feel like it.
All right. Twitter shout-outs. Twitter shout-outs. Twitter shout-outs. Twitter shout-outs. Did you guys do these the last couple weeks when
yep.
I wasn't
yes.
here?
Yes, we did.
Very good
mother
reception.
Bitches.
Okay. So you guys probably finished off where the guy says he's subscribed to every featured gaming podcast. Nope, that was just 23 hours ago, so you didn't. Chuck Bartowski 1 says, I've subscribed to every featured gaming podcast, and you guys are my favorite. Maybe when I'm 70, I'll be listening and pooping. I hope you're still pooping.
Are you serious, Chuck?
Chuck Bartowski.
Yeah, that's the main character from the show. Chuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go. I doubt it's really him.
Yeah.
But
it'd be awesome if it was,
thanks for the big shout-out. We appreciate that. Really do. Verk says, would you prefer the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to be an HD sprite-based game or a full 3D remake like it is right now, and if you even care for the franchise?
It depends. If the sprites looked like Blaze Blue, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome. I assume he's talking about the Brawler, the TNT Brawler, not Turtles in Time, right? I think he's talking about the Super Smash Brothers Brawl type game that's coming out. I think I would prefer it to be HD sprite-based, to be honest with you. I think that would probably look better.
Yeah.
Radio PM says, so who pulled out Michael Jackson's Moonwalker to commemorate Michael Jackson's passing? He says he did. I don't own Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, so I was not able to play it. However, if I did, I would have, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I wish I actually had the arcade version of Moonwalker, because the arcade version was fantastic.
It was. I remember playing that.
Dizlauboy916, who we just read a giant question from, says, if Wombat is back, I am. Since he's the only one with good taste in music, thank you very much.
Man.
Country, now he listens to that country shit, too?
Country, that is, he says.
Oh, whatever, dude.
How do he and the crew feel about Taylor Swift? My wife really likes Taylor Swift. I think it's impressive that she writes most of her own songs.
She's pretty hot.
I'm not actually, to be she's completely honest, I'm not usually all that big on female vocalists. I don't know why. I just always, for some reason, prefer male vocalists. But, you know, what I've heard of her stuff, it's actually not too bad. And I'm glad that she writes all her own stuff. That's pretty cool. And like I said, my wife's a big fan. And Dizlauboy also says, say my name like you guys do every week. It never gets old. I think we've said your name enough, Mr. Call Me a 13-Year-Old Underwear Model. You're done. You get no more shout-out.
Dizlauboy.
Dizlauboy, 9-1-6.
All right. Heisen Cow says, sup, M4G, you guys got my first name right, but my last name sounds like Cow. So I assume it's Heisen Cow. I hope I pronounced it right again this time. If not, I apologize, but English is not my native language. That's not true. Anyways, you guys need to do a Mega Man rap video. And he posts a link, which I haven't had a chance to watch yet, but anything that has to do with Mega Man and rap is probably priceless, so I will watch it, and we will discuss it after the show. Let's see. RimGS, I don't know if it's supposed to be RimGS or just REMGS. I don't know. You'll have to hit me up and let me know. He said he got it in this time before the whistle. He always misses our deadline for getting the Twitter shout-outs in, so good work this time. He says he wish he was playing FIFA right now, trying to figure out if the USA can pull off another upset. I sure hope they can.
They're facing Brazil.
They are, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Dark Maze, also known as Maze 13, says, hey, what's up, guys? Hopefully you're still recording. We are. Can I get my shout-out? There's your shout-out. And any of you buying Blaze Blue for PS3? I actually probably, I don't know, I haven't decided if I'm buying it for PS3 or 360 yet. I'll probably end up buying it for 360 just because Mr. McCown and I have some epic Guilty Gear battles. And it would be nice to take that rivalry over to Blaze Blue, even though it's not much of a rivalry because he whips my ass in it all the time. So, I don't know. I'll probably end up buying it for 360, but we shall see. But Gambus Con apparently is buying it for PS3.
Yes.
We've got two other ones. Shout out for Project Sick. He says, you guys rule. My boss told me to stop listening to this garbage last week. I punched him in the mouth. Well, enjoy your free time now that you're more than likely unemployed.
Yeah.
But thank you for the big ups, and thank you for defending our honor with your obviously ignorant boss.
Yeah.
Big Day Man says he can't wait for tomorrow to listen. Also, can I hear you guys sing Uptown Girl?
That's all gone, man.
I don't know the song.
You don't know the Uptown
Girl? I just know the
Uptown Girl. She's been living in her uptown world. As long as anyone with hot blood can.
You sing the Gimme's version?
Now you're looking for a downtown man.
Downtown man.
That's what I am.
I'm singing the Bee Gees version, man.
You need to sing the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version.
I don't know the Me First and the Gimme. You need to sing the Me First.
No, it's the same version. It's just punk.
Oh, well, you do it then.
Because, you know, I have better taste.
You don't have to sing a country. You can sing a punk, man.
You got better taste in music.
Uptown girl.
Wow.
She living in a uptown world.
Wow.
You make
me want to cut my ears off.
Yeah. So does country music for me.
Oh, yeah.
Get that down. Hold
Shut
down.
Up, tiny feet.
Hold down.
All right, we're done. We gotta
I won't see you
out.
Again for a fortnight.
We got to get the fuck out of here. Man. We're done. We're way over.
We're out.
Mr. Khan.
We get you like 20 minutes over.
Yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, let's go.
This is epic.
Khan, okay. Get the fuck
Shade.
Out.
All righty. Let's go.
Cookie as a Wookiee and lay a game off the bookie. He is a trampler scout. behind me lineup, I didn't say that I appreciate the work of Industrial Light Magic. And George, if you want to make a whole movie based around the pod race, that's fine by me. But to go back to already graded films and claim what you're doing is to make them better is bullshit. To add backdrops to sets, alter character images to match later films, and recreating deleted scenes makes sense to no one. And taking the villainous, money-hungry bounty hunter chased like a criminal like Han Solo and changing that he killed Greedo is bullshit as well. Greedo didn't shoot first, Han did. So fuck you for killing my childhood memories.